The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
January flew by in a flurry of Clay County wins that aligned both of the black, purple, and gold teams atop the district standings and cemented them as two of the most feared teams in the state, with Coach Walker and the ladies sitting at third place in Tennessee, while Coach Edwards and the Mighty Dogs are ranked second. As February begins, the goal is a pair of undefeated conference records to wrap up the regular season, and tonight the squads are here at home in Joe Sims' gym to keep that goal alive. The 19-4 Lady Dogs already have put a 24-point whooping on Jake Dillard and the 6-17 Tigerettes on January the 17th in Gordsville, and they look to do the same here in a gym where the Big Blue Ladies haven't won since 2015. On the boys' side, the 18-3 Dogs haven't lost to the Tigers in Salina since 2007, and they already hold an 8-point victory over Greg Bibb and his 17-6 squad earlier this month. So confidence should be high for Coach Edwards as the best pair of boys teams in District 7A get it on for the second time. This is Gordonsville in Clay County.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee builds your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic courthouse square. Have you gone country lately?
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off the termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls' matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the Carquest pregame show and our seventh broadcast of this basketball season. For the fifth time this year, we're sitting here high atop Joe Sims Gym looking down on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll be calling the action for you tonight. Joining me throughout the broadcast will be former head coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson. With me now is the Horizon Sports Network mastermind, Thomas Weaver.
Ooh, a new one.
Yeah, mastermind.
That's... Appreciate that, Daniel. Back in the saddle again. Feels like it's been a while.
Well, it has been a while. About 11 days.
Yeah.
Maybe we remember how to do this.
Maybe we do. And this is a good one to come back with. Gordonsville coming in here to Salina, the boys' district 7A title game. Replayed again, Daniel. We saw it in football between these two teams. And like it was in football, this is another AP top 10 battle between the Dogs and Tigers.
It is. Last time, final score 49-41. Tight game throughout. I expect no less here tonight.
And besides that big boys game, not to mention what always seems to be a pretty good girls matchup, no matter the postseason implications. So I expect to have two decent games here tonight.
Well, iron sharpens iron. And several of these losses the Lady Tigerettes have here are against Red Bowling, Clay County, Pickett, and Clark Range. Four great teams, so they're used to playing tough.
No doubt. Like I said, it's a privilege to be here for this feature game of our District 7A showcase. But we wouldn't be here without our sponsors. Folks, they make it all happen. We can't thank them enough, so we hope you'll thank them for us. Go do business with them. Let them know you heard their commercials on the Horizon Sports Network. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Del Hala Horizon newspaper we put out each week. So we hope folks will pick up a copy for coverage of tonight's game. Next week, up next, we do an each broadcast during the pregame show. We'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our Del Hala Horizon recap segment. So stay with us here on the Horizon Sports Network for more of the Carquest pregame show.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the Carquest pregame show, where we're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Del Hala Horizon recap segment. That headline in this week's paper read, "Girls Clinch Top Seed, Boys Are on the Cusp." And they talked about how the Lady Dogs have clinched their second straight league title, and the Dogs had the same opportunity here tonight against Gordonsville. It also detailed the AP rankings where the Lady Dogs are number 3, ahead of Clark Range at 6 and Pickett County at 9. And the Bulldogs were number 2 ahead of Gordonsville at number 5. So A lot of teams in the AP top 10 rankings here in District 7A. And the story detailed both Clay County teams' wins over Pickett County and the Middle Tennessee Heat. The Lady Dogs beat Pickett County 57-39, and the Dogs were victorious over the Bobcats by a score of 66-45. Abby Head with 15 points and Bella Ashlock with 11 scored in double figures for the girls, while Bryce Bailey's 22 points, Nate Adams 11, and Jimmy Birch's 10 did the same for the boys. The Lady Dogs led by as many as 15 points in the first half behind fast starts from both Head and Ashlock before the Lady Bobcats closed the gap to 5 at the break. The Clay County girls then regained their footing in the third quarter and closed out the 18-point victory down the stretch, Daniel. That was a dominating win, in my opinion, against Pickett County.
Statement win, a confidence-building win right there.
In contrast, the Dogs trailed by as many as 9 points to the Bobcats in the first half before Bailey's big night sparked a 13-2 run that gave Clay County boys a 30-28 halftime lead. Bailey, Adams, and Burchett then helped the Dogs outscore Pickett County 21-5 in the third quarter, where the trio combined for all but four of Clay County's points in the period. Adams went on to open the fourth with a three and put the Dogs up by 21, which eventually served as the game's final margin. I think, what, how many in a row over Pickett County, and that one came with authority.
Yeah, that we're like 30-2 in the last 32 games against them, for sure.
Folks, we'll let you read about those Middle Tennessee Heat details in this week's newspaper. You can pick one of those up in racks. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Gordonsville. Daniel's changed his mind. He's going to roll right into this one.
We're going to hit right into this Budget Pest Control Girl 7A update. Tuesday night, this is last week. Let's do last week real quick. Gordonsville lost Redbone Springs 33-48. It was Pickett County losing to Clay County 39-57. And a game that Coach Sims picked correctly, it was Trousdale who beat East Robertson 52-47. Last Friday, a week ago, Redbone Springs lost to Clark Range 43-50. Pickett lost to Cumberland County 55-60. Clay County beat the Tennessee Heat 57-41. Gordonsville lost to Van Buren 43-47. And it was Jackson County with a 10-point win over these Gordonsville Tigerettes. That win by Coach Sims on his pick put him to 7-2 on the year. Tonight's action, we got a game that was originally set for last week, Redbone Springs at Pickett County. That's going to be played. It was canceled, much like our Clark Range game. Redbone and Pickett going to play on February the 9th. Clay County and Clark Range going to play on February the 10th. Tonight's action, 14-8 Pickett County. Brent Smith goes on to the range against Coach Rogers and the 18-7 Lady Buffaloes. Who have you got, Coach?
Well, I about talked myself into taking Clark Range, but I'm kind of about to change now. I don't know. I go with Pickett.
That's a tough one. Of course, Clay County hosting Gordonsville here tonight. Redbone Springs stepping outside of the district and playing region foe Trousdale County. Current District 7A standings. Clay County sets atop the Heap at 6-0 on the girls' side. Clark Range second place at 4-2. Redbone Springs third place at 3-4. Pickett County fourth place at 2-3. And Gordonsville fifth place at 0-6. Girls 7A updates been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They kill more bugs than car windshields. We'll go ahead now and do Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. Coach Sims, a game that Clay County is supposed to win here tonight. What do they need to do to make sure it happens?
Well, just play our game. You know, I don't think we have to do anything special or, you know, down there we pressed them a little. We had a lot of steals in the half court early in the game. Then they kind of started handling the ball better, but we was already out to 15, but you know, just play our game, play man, don't give them no outside shots. They're going to score a few points, but, you know, if we play like we play 99% of the time this year, I think we'll be all right.
Is there any certain key of the game? You've seen most of the contest this year. Is there any certain aspect you'd like to see Coach Walker work on tonight with his girls about improving for the postseason?
Yeah, the only thing, we have a lull, seems like every game, you know. We start out good, and then second quarter, like against Clark or Pickett those night, we was up 21-5. You know, they cut it to 5 at halftime. We can just take that little 5 or 6 minute stretch out to where teams are coming back on us. We'd be pretty dominating.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Folks, that's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Bobby's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network in front of this District 7A Girls Contest. That means it's time for the State Farm Girls starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. We'll start with the Gordonsville Lady Tigers. Their head coach, Jake Dillard, 6-18 record on the season. But as we mentioned, several of those losses coming to this tough District 7A competition. They are 0-6 in the district. Tonight they wear their blue travel jerseys, gray numbers on those jerseys, trimmed in white. Starting for Gordonsville, a senior number 2, Nevaeh West. A senior number 4, Libby Clark. Freshman number 10, Mackenzie Heron. Junior number 11, Kamar Young. And a senior number 15, Olivia Brown. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, they are the home team tonight. They wear their white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Their head coach, Matt Walker, 7th season. Leading the program, 149 wins to 66 losses, could be his 150th win here tonight. 19-4 record on the season, 6-0 in District 7A play. Starting for Clay County, a junior, number 2, Bella Ashrock. A senior, number 10, Abby Head. A junior, number 21, Hallie Buford. A senior, number 23, Bradley Burchett. And a senior, number 40, Izzy Hale. The State Farm Girls starting lineup has been brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like your good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Pretty good crowd across the way as we look at the home stands, cheering on the starters as they're being announced here at Joe Sims Gym. These teams met back on January the 17th in Gordonsville. Clay County won that one 61-37. The Lady Dogs have won 16 straight against Gordonsville, going back to 2015. Coach Walker, 14-0 in his career against the Lady Tigers. Going to be Bella Ashlock and Libby Clark stepping into tip for it, guys. Pretty good matchup there between them two, Coach Sims.
Yeah,
very similar build.
Yeah, they're about the same height.
Clark was impressive to me as we saw her play down in Gordonsville earlier this year, Thomas. Just not enough against this strong Clay County team.
Yeah, I think you see Gordonsville making strides with this program, Daniel, and, you know, becoming a competitive team in this district. Like you say, they're 0-6. As Bradley Burchett gets off to a big start for Clay County, but those aren't bad losses in this league.
No, they're not. And Gordonsville, as you look down the list with Burchett at the line trying to complete the three-point play to open the game, several of the losses pretty tight. Pretty narrow margins on some of those.
Yeah, they've had some really close games with Pickett and Clark Range. I think Clark Range beat them 5 and Pickett beat them 3.
Yeah, pretty close. You know, I know Coach Dillard wants actual victories instead of moral victories, but sometimes you got to walk out of a game like that and consider it a win,
yeah,
almost.
Yeah, almost.
Bradley hits the free throw. Clay County up 3-0. Gordonsville with their first possession. West with it. She's defended by Burchett. Senior Nevaeh West across the timeline. Burchett tries to knock it loose from her. Does so. Goes out of bounds, and they're going to award this thing to Clay County. Great defense by Bradley Burchett. Nevaeh West seems confused about the call.
Yeah, kind of was, too. We'll take it, but I don't know how we got it.
Burchett just seeing that high bounce there, reached the hand in, got one on it, and I guess it went back off the Tigerette.
Baseline pass intended for Hallie Buford, a little too high for her to get to. Goes out of bounds, so a turnover there. Gordonsville back in control. Full court pressure here being applied by Coach Walker. Like Coach Sims mentioned in the Tipsy's final take, we use the press to success. Down at Gordonsville, we're going to try to get into that. Gordonsville with the ball. Libby Clark right wing, defended by Ashlaw. Gives up to West. She swings over to Heron. Freshman Mackenzie Heron, that is. A nice young player for Coach Dillard and this Tigerette team. Hallie Buford, no. Okay, good. Jump ball. Thought Hallie was going to be called for the reach-in foul, but a jump ball call. Yeah, we've been off air since last Tuesday. Didn't call the Tennessee Heat game. Tuesday night's game at Clark Range was postponed. So our first broadcast in about a week and a half.
It seems like a long time during a basketball
season. Yeah, it does.
When we do, you know, two games a week at least.
Yeah. Gordonsville working it inside, double dribble call against Kamari Young. Easy hail there with the defensive pressure. Clay County leading 3-0, 6:45 mark of this first quarter. Very slow pace, but it is early in this one. Have your head across the timeline. Coach Sims had recently committed to play basketball, I think, at Johnson University.
Yeah, that's good to hear. I was talking to her before the game. She said she was going to announce it or make up her mind that night. I never did get to see her after the game to see what she decided. But then I saw it on Facebook, I guess.
Head came down, missed the running jumper there. Gordonsville back in control. Young scores on the inside. Had to work hard for it, but got the bucket. 3-2. Clay County up by one. 6:05 and ticking. Easy hail, free throw range, jump shot. A little too strong off the back of the iron. Rebound Olivia Brown. Three seniors starting for this Gordonsville squad. Nevaeh West, Libby Clark, and Olivia Brown. So a bit of experience for the Tigerettes. West with it out top. She's defended by Burchett. She's not very comfortable driving against Burchett. Has not tried to do it yet.
Yeah, and that's what you see from this Gordonsville team, just having trouble handling the ball even out in the court, Daniel. And once they get it inside, though, they can attack the rim.
Easy Hale box the shot. Mackenzie Hearn drove the left side, tried the layup, but Hale rejected it. Buford with it in the front court. Gives the Easy back out top. Now back to Hallie at right wing inside to Burchett. She's double-teamed by Clark and Young. Baseline pass across to Ashlock. Now Hale with it. Power move. Misses the shot. Rebound Ashlock. Bella's put back. No good. Pulled down by West. West with it across the timeline. Going to go coast to coast now that she's matched up with a similar sized player. Abby headlocks the shot. Clay County back in possession. Neither team ever score early.
No. Well, it's not really what you want to see. You know, down there we saw Clay County get out to, I'm not sure what it was, 11, 12 points. I think it was 15-2. At the end of the first quarter, something
yeah.
like that. And we're not seeing that yet.
No, down there, we just taking the ball away from them every trip there for a while,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, a lot of turnovers for the Tigerettes and Gordonsville that night.
We're getting pretty good shots. We're just not hitting them right now.
Olivia Brown with it, working against Head, gives off to Clark. Clark with it out top, defended by Ashlock. Ashlock knocks the ball loose. Clark regains it, though. Gets to West. They swing over to freshman Heron, now inside. That shot good. That was Young, Kamar Young, her fourth point of the night. Two buckets now. And Gordonsville with an early one-point lead. 4-3. We're halfway through this first quarter, 4-10 and ticking. Clay County now with a turnover. Olivia Brown takes it away. Bella Ashlock goes to the floor for it, and a jump ball going to be called. Possession arrow this time going to be in favor of Clay County. Subs coming off the bench for Gordonsville. Sophomore Bailey Stewart. No, I'm sorry. That's freshman Molly Story. And sophomore Bailey Stewart. She was in the mix.
Story coming off the bench, Daniel. She was the leading scorer for the Tigerettes down in Gordonsville. If you remember, she had about four threes, I think,
yeah.
in that contest.
Yeah, I do remember that now. Buford, inside drive. shot no good, goes out of bounds off of her fingertips, and Gordonsville back with the ball. We're having that lull that you talked about,
yes,
Coach.
Yes, it's the start of the game tonight.
30-second timeout taken by Gordonsville. After half after halfway of the first quarter, it's Gordonsville 4, Clay County 3.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Slow start here in Salina for Clay County as they trail Gordonsville 4-3. But it's early, Daniel.
It is early. Halfway through this first quarter, 3:58 on the clock as the Tigerettes inbound. Checking into the contest is Maddie Hayes. Here's a turnover now. Clay County with an opportunity to regain some momentum.
You know, we was talking about hadn't been here a week and a half. You know, they hadn't played a week and a half.
Right.
You know, that affects you, you know.
Ashlock inbounds to Hayes. Hayes, power drill, gives the head. Nice pass out of the bucket. Good assist by Hayes. Good finish by Abby Head. Libby Clark going to bring it down the floor. Gets across the timeline. Sets up at the top of the key, working against Ashlock. Won't get rid of the ball. Gets it to Brown. Now back to Clark. Inside now to Young. Young working against Hayes. Maddie called for the foul. Did not stay straight up. Reached over the top. First foul of the contest for either squad. Junior Kamara Young at the line, shooting two. 5-5 the score after Young's good on the first free throw.
Young with a fast start. She got all five of Gordonsville's points, Daniel, and this one make it six.
Gordonsville back in front by one. Head going to walk across the timeline, kicks to Buford, right wing, Hallie with it. Works against young K.K. Roberts. Swings it over now to Ashlock, inside to Hayes. Hayes shot up off the glass, no good, fighting for her own rebound. Can't get it, but Burchett does get it, along with Young and a jump ball call. This one going back to Gordonsville. And part of the story here for me in this one, outside of that first initial three-point play the old-fashioned way, no points for Bradley Burchett outside of that first shot of the game.
Yeah, just hadn't had the opportunities yet. You know, some mistakes out front for Clay County and such. And basically, ISO and Hayes on the last two possessions underneath.
Good pressure in the backcourt. Lacey Wicks has checked in. Almost had a turnover. Gordonsville across the timeline with it now. Molly Story at right wing. Gives off to a teammate. Now the pass is deflected by Head. Abby with it in the front court. Layup. Good. Clay County back in front. 7-6. 2:45 and ticking. Clay County still using that full court man pressure. I guess that's what it is.
2-2-1.
Another near turnover, but the Tigerettes maintain possession. Get into the front court. Brown with it at right wing. Inside to Young. Young works against Hayes. Shot up. And they say the foul was committed on Hayes again. Yes. It was not with her hands that time.
Yes.
Got the hip check, I guess.
Two on her already.
Two on Maddie. That one, I won't say it was questionable. They may call that call all night long. Some nights you can do what she just did.
Yeah.
Maddie Hayes checks out. Izzy Hale checks back in. It's on the floor for Coach Walker. Izzy Hale, Lacey Wicks, Bradley Burchett, Hallie Buford, and Abby Head. Young good on both of those free throws, putting Gordonsville back in front, 8-7.
Yeah, really impressive by Kamara Young. She had 3 points in that last ball game against Clay County. She's got all eight for Gordonsville right now.
Came to play. Clay County with the ball. Buford right wing, spins inside, shot up, no good, but she's fouled. So if they are going to call those fouls, Coach, like we just saw, maybe that's the answer, be aggressive to the hoop.
Oh, yeah. Anytime you get a lane, take it in there, especially Hallie. I mean, she's got really good moves.
Hallie at the line here to shoot two. 2:12 mark, first quarter. Hits the first one. That ties the game up 8-8. Buford on the season, 74% free throw shooter. Hits both of those. Lawrenceville quickens the pace here. Beats the press. Gets across the timeline. Now they slow it down. In a trap is Olivia Brown out top. Dishes off to a teammate. That's Heron. Now McKenzie in the corner. Inside to Young. Young spin. Bounce pass across the paint to Brown. Shot no good. Rebound. Burkett. Burkett wanted that thing. Came away almost swinging with it. Passes ahead to Buford. Buford at right wing. Hallie inside to Izzy. Izzy at the free throw line. Drives the right side of the lane. Spins into the paint. Shot no good. Rebounded by Story. Good freshman player there for Gordonsville, holding her own in the paint against two senior post players. Pressure in the backcourt. Brown passes across the timeline to Heron. Heron to McKenzie. Ball knocked out of bounds. I don't know why I'm calling her McKenzie. Her last name's Roberts. That's KK Roberts. Ball was knocked out of bounds by Izzy Hale. Tigerette's going to inbound again.
Seen a little half-court trap here from Coach Walker also.
Young with it. Free throw line distance. Kicks outside. Three-pointer behind. No good. Rebound Burchett. Bradley going to put it to the floor, bringing it across the timeline herself. Still with it. Left wing. Dishes to Wicks. Baseline jumper by Lacey. No good. Nice rebound by Buford, though. Hallie kicks back out to Abby Head. Swung to Burchett at the free throw line. She drives. Huge scores. Burchett with five in the quarter. And Clay County in front of that. Still, but Wicks. Pass ahead. Good finish. Nice job by the sophomore.
She got some quickness that nobody else on our team has.
She is the quickest player on the squad. And long. I'm going to see her intercept another pass there. Hearn with it. Top of the key. Going to be fouled by Wicks. Momentum just carried Lacey into the freshman, Hearn. 33.6 seconds left in this first quarter. Clay County up by 5, 13-8. Biggest lead of the night.
Look.
Still by Buford. Passes ahead to Abby. Abby Head layup.
Good.
Head the leading scorer in the contest thanks to a lot of these layups and good assists from teammates. Tigerettes with it. 20 seconds and ticking first quarter. Story with it in the Gordonsville front court. Dishes off to Heron in the corner. She's in a trap. Thomas, this half-court trap, whether it's in the corner or out top, being effective.
Yeah, it has been. I think Lacey Wicks entering the ballgame has been effective. She's kind of got things going on defense, hasn't she, Coach?
Yeah, I think so.
Tigerettes on them. And Olivia Brown gets the bucket in the paint. Clay County with time here. Buford with it. 6 seconds as she crosses, sets up at right wing, going to fire a three, and it's good. What a nice finish to this first quarter. And that changes the scoreboard to Clay County 18, Gordonsville 10. Hallie Buford knocked down one from 5 feet behind the arc to finish the quarter.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Gordonsville 18-10 with 8 minutes left here in the first half. Here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply. Clay County rallied with an 8-0 run late, and Hallie Buford nailed a three to put Clay County up by 8 at the end of the first quarter. Riley Burchett has 5, Abby Head 8, and Buford 5 for the Lady Dogs. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Stop in to see all they have to offer across from the post office in Salina today. Daniel, Hallie Buford is heating up, and Coach, that's big for her.
Oh, yeah.
She struggled just a little bit from the field lately.
About two games before the Heat game, she didn't shoot it very good. And she got a good start in the Heat game. Of course, didn't get to play a whole lot.
Bradley Burge is going to be called for the personal. I almost think that Herron was out of control and should have been called for a charge. But obviously, that's my black, purple, and gold glasses seeing that. Fourth team foul for Clay County, first for Briley. I missed a couple fouls against Gordonsville along the way. Don't have them marked for any. Scoreboard shows they have two team fouls, I'm no doubt. Clock keeper Homer Davis correct on that. Buford continues that great three-point shooting, 41% on the season coming into tonight, which is down a little from the 45 mark she had, as you guys just talked about. I tell you, opening up this second quarter, we saw a continuation. The whole reason Buford had the ball is because Lacey Wiggs was all over it after she got an offensive rebound, kicked it back out, and that's how he had that three-point opportunity. But Wiggs just playing huge tonight.
Well, you just kind of see the energy level rise for Clay County when she entered the ball game as Hayes posts up and makes a left-handed move.
Yeah, that's a nice move by Hayes. I almost think she's more comfortable on that left block than she is that right block.
Yeah.
23-10. That changed quickly. This was a first quarter that was back and forth, about four lead changes. 23-10 right now, Clay County up at 13.
Yeah, we kind of blew out there last minute of the quarter.
Yeah, Clay County trailed by one with about a minute to go, 8-7. Went on an 8-0 run, and Buford closed it out with that three, Daniel, so... kind of lit a fire.
It has. Abby hit on the inbound, gives to Ashlock. Bella with it left wing, uses the Hayes screen, 8-foot jumper, a little short, got her on rebound, keeps it alive, kicks out to Buford, Hattie with it, dribbles behind the back, sets up at the left elbow, gives back to Bella. Bella now spins, kicks over to Wicks, back out top, offense resets. Abby head drives, close range pass, a little too hot for Buford, and a turnover. It's one of those times we talk about it in football, quarterback needing to use touch. Abby had a full head of steam behind that 6-foot chest pass.
Yeah. Got no steal.
Maddie Hayes takes it away, gets to Wicks, Wicks to head. Abby fires a three. Ooh, did not fall. I thought it was going to go in on the bounce. Rebounded by the Tiger Red, stolen back, though, by Clay County. Buford with it out top. Gives off to Abby. Coach Walker screams into play.
Going to isolate Buford underneath, maybe post her up against the smaller defender. But before we can do it, a turnover out of bounds.
5:52 mark, second quarter. Clay up by 13, 23-10.
You saw number 23 come in the ballgame to guard Buford. Madison asking Daniel, and the size difference was tremendous. Coach Walker recognized it, called out that play for Buford. Let's see if we see it. Not on this possession. We got transition bucket.
Lacey Wiggs. Nice move for Wiggs down the right side of the lane. Got the steal, got the bucket. That puts Clay County up at the 5:36 mark of the second quarter, 25-10. Timeout, Gordonsville.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County's built a 15-point lead, Daniel. They've scored the last 10 unanswered here in Joseph's gym to gain control of this one.
I still go back to Lacey Wiggs. I know Hallie Buford had the two big three-pointers, and Abby Head's had a lot of layups, but it's Wiggs who's disrupted this game since she's entered, and she's not checked out since she's come on.
Yeah, I mean, she's earned her playing time here tonight, Daniel. Also had that bucket, just like you said, self-initiated.
Yeah.
Basically stole it and scored it.
Olivia Brown adds a bucket for Gordonsville. Drawing them back within 13. Maddie Hayes fires a three. Oh! Finds its mark. Hayes, a good shooter, even from distance. shooting 50% from three on the season. Now, granted, it was one of two, but now she's shooting 67%, yeah. Two of three.
And she hit a big one against somebody the other night. I forgot who it was. She's like her mama. She always wanted to get out there and shoot it, but I don't know if I ever let her or not. I think she might have shot one.
Clark tries to answer with a three of her own. No good. Rebound Young. Young going to be fouled by Wicks. Now, that's two personals on Lacey, so Coach Walker may have to set her to preserve her a little bit. But we talked about Wicks. I can't remember which game it was. She hit a baseline jumper, and we talked about building confidence, and we're seeing that out of the young sophomore tonight. Yeah. I know I've talked a lot about her.
She hit a big shot against Pickett, I think, a three.
Yeah, that was it. Maddie Hayes going to try it again. Fires
again.
A three right wing. Ooh, too strong. Gets her own rebound this time. Going to drive the right side of the lane. Kick out to Buford. Buford into the paint. Kicks the head. Abby with it. Free throw range. Jumper good. Abby Head, nice touch. 4:20 and ticking. Second quarter. Clay Kenny up by 18. 30-12. Folks, this is all happening in about 4 minutes of game time. As Thomas said, 8-7 the score with about a minute left to play in the first. Clay County is really flexing their muscle here.
Yeah, and this is what you want to see. You know, you have to use this game as a tune-up for what's to come. Get down the stretch. We're just a week away from the district tournament. And, you know, you wonder what can come out of a blowout win like this is shaping up to be. But Hallie Buford getting her touch back. Lacey Wicks getting some confidence. You know, a lot can come from playing a game.
Yeah, we're seeing, of course, Baylor Walden checking in now. She makes the eighth Lady Dog off the bench.
Yeah.
But the
Wicks
top seven.
Got three fouls.
Yeah, that aggressive defense sometimes will get you that, I guess. Baylor Walden had a big game against the Tennessee Heat, pulled down 13 rebounds in that contest.
Yeah.
Tiger Hicks with it across the timeline. They've got a few subs of their own in. Olivia Brown goes baseline, knocked away by Hayes. Tigerettes going to inbound from their own baseline off to our right. On the floor for Clay County, freshman Baylor Walden, junior Hallie Buford, senior Abby Head, junior Maddie Hayes, and junior Bella Ashlock. Abby Head steals the inbound, going to go coast to coast with it. Layup opportunity coming. Going to be fouled, misses the layup, but she's going to the line. Head on the season, outstanding 84% free throw shooter.
She's about as good as we've had.
56 of 67 on the season. She's hit.
Head already in the double figures, Daniel. She's shooting for a cool dozen here.
Hits her first free throw. Ella Eads checks into the contest. Bella Ashlock checks out. Clay County up big now. 31 to 12, a 19-point lead. Now make it an even 20, 32-12. Kamar Young with it on the inbound, kicks back to Heron. Actually, that was Roberts. I get Roberts and Heron confused. Now another young reserve in for the Lady Tigers. That's number 23, Madison Askin. Thomas, you talked about her earlier. And Coach Dillard, he's got those three senior starters, but he's got a host of freshmen who are pretty savvy young players. Young on the inside, kicks it outside the Story. She's the leader of that freshman group, and she gets a bucket.
Yeah, they played a B-team game. I got here in time to watch a little of it. I think we beat them 4 or something like that, so it was pretty competitive.
Well, that's a good win for us because this freshman bunch for Gordons were pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Ella Eads with it. Goes inside to Buford, who's posted up. Hallie gets the bucket. Foul called against Askin, and that's a huge mismatch there.
Yeah, that's what Coach Walker saw earlier on. Just couldn't get it down there to Buford. It's just a no contest right there.
Izzy Hale checking in, Maddie Hayes checking out. We've talked about it before, but I really like the attitude those two young ladies have embraced about playing that number 5 position together as one. They know that between them, they put together a great game. And you just see the chemistry between them. They're friends on the bench, and I've enjoyed watching those two play this year. 3 minutes and ticking, second quarter. Clay County up by 21, 35-14. Update us on those Buford free throws.
And made one of them, Daniels, and one opportunity. Actually put her into double figures also. She's got 11.
Another Tigerette turnover. So Coach Sims, Gordsville looked like they were going to hang early, but that's quickly changed.
Yeah, it did. They scored about 10, I guess, pretty quick. They Since then, they ain't got much.
Hale with it out top. She fires a three. Almost found its mark. Rolled around the rim and came off. Rebounded by Young. Young gives off to Brown. Brown across the timeline. Dishes to Heron. Heron now to Roberts. Back to Brown. Inside to Young. Young works against Hale. Shot up. Blocked by Izzy. Second block of the night for her. Maybe the third. Dishes off to Buford. Hattie across the timeline. She's got 2 3-pointers already tonight. Dishes inside to Hale. Izzy working in the paint. Charge call. She did use the elbow to move the defender.
Yeah, she used a little upper arm there.
I like the move.
Yeah.
2:05 and ticking now that it's inbounded. Second quarter. Huge boys game coming up after this. I know we'll talk about it again as this broadcast goes on, but Greg Bibb bringing his 17-6 Tigers in here. And the only district loss they have is the Coach Edwards and the Mighty Dogs, 49-41 back on January the 17th in Gordonsville. Hard-fought game. Going to see that same thing again tonight. Foul called against Gordonsville. And that's going to be the sixth team foul against Gordonsville. So that one was on the floor, so Clay County will inbound. Kendall Matthews going to check in. Baylor Walden going to check out, joining Matthews on the floor. Ella Eads, Hallie Buford, Izzy Hale, and Abby Head. Izzy Hale, inbound three-pointer, no good. Fighting for her own rebound, could not keep it alive. Tigerette's going to take back over. So we've got two scores already in double digits. Coach Sims, you had several over the years, had big games against Gordonsville. Crystal Davis leads the way with 32. Melissa Mad Dog Denton, 29. Nicole Davis, 29. Casey Cooper, her career high, 29. And Kenzie Arms are 29. That's some big offensive games.
Yeah, we.
Of course, Arms did it. You coached Arms. Arms did it later in her career.
Yeah, they were pretty good, and we were too. And we'd usually have some pretty high-scoring games.
Of course, of those that I mentioned, Crystal Davis, Melissa Denton, and Nicole Davis, all Clay County Sports Hall of Famers, Casey Cooper and Kenzie Arms likely to be one day.
Yeah, if they're not, something's wrong.
Young at the line, hit that first free throw. May hit them both, Thomas.
Well, there's another and one opportunity, Daniel. She made the bucket and the free throw. She's in the double figures now.
I'm glad you're here 11. To keep us straight. You said she had the first eight for the Tigerettes. So she has 11 of their 17. It's Gordonsville 17, Clay County 35. 1 minute left in this second quarter. Izzy Hale with it, goes to the right block, shot up and good. Banked it in off the glass.
That game Crystal Davis had, I remember they had a girl named, I don't know what her name was, but she was really good. And they kind of had a scoring contest that night. Crystal had 30-something. Another girl did, too. And I think we ended up losing that game by a point or two.
It's back in 95, Crystal's senior year.
Yeah.
Ella Eads added a bucket, an assist from Abby Head a moment ago. Now we're going to see it again from the other side. Same play. The first time Ella scored from left block. This time Eads scores from right block. So the freshman getting the last 4 points for the black, purple, and gold. Surging Clay County ahead 41-17. 15 seconds left in this first half of play. Young on the inside. Ball knocked away by Hale, but she got more than the ball that time.
Yeah, I can hear that up here.
Young going to go to the line to shoot. Nice defensive effort by Hallie. Not Hallie, but Izzy. But she does get the personal. It's her second. 19 foul against Clay County here the first half. Young gets the bucket at the free throw line. Going to shoot one more. Second one's away. Also good. 41-19 now the difference. Ella Eads with it. Crosses over to the left. Crosses the timeline. 8 seconds. Kicks to Hayes. Maddie going to fire three. A little short and flat. Hits the front of the iron. Goes out of bounds. 2.2 seconds on the clock here as the Tigerettes will inbound.
They're not going to come out there and guard her, is he, the one? They're just going to let them shoot it. They hit it. Let them hit it.
Well, if they muster up, you know, 3 of 10 or something, that'd be all right.
Yeah.
Time expires on this first half. It started slow, but it finished quickly for the black, purple, and gold. It's Clay County 41, Gordonsville 19 at the break.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where the Clay County Lady Bulldogs lead the Gordonsville Tigerettes 41-19 here at the break in Salina. And it's time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your first half breakdown. Clay County fell behind 8-7 with about a minute to go in the first quarter before they rallied to go ahead 18-10 at the end of the first stanza, and then outscored the Tigerettes 23-9 in the second quarter to claim this huge halftime lead, 41-19. Kamara Young kept the Tigerettes in it. She got 13 first-half points. Olivia Brown has four, and Molly Story has two for Gordonsville. For Clay County, they've already got two in double figures. Abby Head has 12. Hallie Buford has 11 here at the break. Isabella Hill has 2 points. Riley Burchett had a good first quarter with five. And has that at halftime. Lacey Wicks, who we talked about, provided that defensive spark, has 2 points. Madison Hayes, five. And Ella Eads has 4 points for the Lady Bulldogs here at the half, who lead 41-19. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina, serving country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, lunch till 2 p.m., and catfish on Friday nights. Have you gone country lately?
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any.
Welcome back here to Salina, Tennessee. Joe Sims Jim, you're listening to the Horizon Sports Network. This is the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, and it's time for the local sports lowdown brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. All local sports in terms of elementary school and high school ball outside of basketball have ended right now. We're waiting on spring sports to get rolling. Fortunately, though, we do have four collegiate athletes that we'll continue to follow here on the local sports lowdown. We'll start off with Tennessee senior Tyreek Key, and who were the number two ranked Vols prior to Wednesday night. That may change this weekend when the AP poll comes out. They're 18-4 overall and 7-2 in SEC play. They've now lost one straight after dropping their game against the Florida Gators on the road Wednesday night by a score of 54-67. They'll be hosting Auburn in Knoxville tomorrow for a 2 o'clock Eastern tip. Tyreek's seen the floor about 25 minutes per game on average. He's scoring 8.1 points per game, shooting 34% from the field, 35% from three, and 72% from the free throw line. Tennessee Tech freshman Grant Strong and the Golden Eagles are 10-14 overall and 6-5 in OVC play. They've now lost two straight after dropping the game 45-64 on the road at Moorhead State last night. They're slated to play tomorrow in the hoop against SEMO at 3 o'clock. Grant's averaging 15 minutes a game, scoring 4.3 points, shooting 42% from the field, 19% from three, and 87% from the free throw line. Most importantly, he was recently named as one of the 258 Tech students that made the athletic director's fall honor roll. Freed Hardeman sophomore Katie Arms and the Lady Lions are 16-7 overall and 10-7 in Mid-Southern Conference play. They're on a one-game losing streak after falling to Cumberland's on Saturday, 58-79. They are set to play against Bethel tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Mid-Southern Conference. They're in with Campbellsville and Bethel and them. Tough girls basketball conference. Finally, Volunteer State freshman Cherokee Upton and the Lady Pioneers are 5-12 overall and 3-8 in the Tennessee Community College Athletic Association play. They're in the midst of an 8-game losing streak after losing to Montrose State on Saturday in overtime, 67-71. They're set to host Columbia State on Wednesday, but that game was postponed last night. Their next action comes tomorrow when they travel to Cleveland State for a 1 o'clock game. This week's Hokie Sports Lowdown has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. It is time for Second half action, the teams will flip into the floor. Clay Kenny will be shooting the hoop to our right during this second half of play. The Gordons will, Tigerettes will shoot at the hoop to our left. Looks like the original five starters going to take the floor for both squads.
No, we got Wicks up there.
That's right. Okay, Wicks is out, and that means we see Izzy Hale on the bench going without Hayes or Hale in this lineup.
You know, 1-3-1 look here, isn't it, Coach?
Yeah, yeah. Look at this.
I like it. Interesting lineup. And for this Gordonsville team, probably an appropriate lineup going with one post and four guards.
Yeah, and this is something else you can do. Work on things in a game like this.
Right.
Coach.
Yeah.
Gordonsville with it. Works inside the West. Running floaters good from right block. Nabea West adds the bucket. 20 points the lead for Clay County, though, 41-21. Head with it, gives to Ashlong. Bella loses the handle. Going to be taken away by Brown. Olivia Brown, the senior, coast to coast after the steal, gets the bucket. 18 points the difference now. Tigerettes starting to chip away. Buford with it out top. Swings over to head in the corner, inside to Burchett. Foul called on Libby Clark. Clark, an interesting matchup. She's taller than Bradley is. She's an athletic player. As far as power and ability, Bradley's got her beat in all other phases outside of just the overall length, you know.
Yeah,
but
Clark doing everything she can to deny the entry pass. Doesn't want Burchett to catch it.
I don't blame her. I don't think I could keep Burchett from scoring either if I was defending her on the block.
I know I could.
Empty possession for the Lady Dogs, though. Tigerette's back with it. Burchett going to be called for the kick. Gordons will inbound from their own baseline. Brown works it in to Heron. Heron back out top of Clark. Clark inside to Young. Young in the paint. Power dribble. Kicks outside to Brown. Three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Abby Head. Two-on-one. Abby Head and Hallie Buford work against Brown. Kicks off to Buford. Now the rest of the team catches up. Short jumper. No good. Rebounded putback. Good by Burchett. Bradley Burchett, just a great career she's putting together here at Clay County. Been a pleasure to broadcast the game she's been a part of. I guess she is a full-blown starter. She's a freshman, right, guys?
Yeah. Yeah, I think she started pretty much every game she's ever played, I guess.
You don't see a ton of those. You know, you've had Rachel Copas, one of the more recent four-year starters that I recall.
I don't think Rachel started her freshman year.
Did you not? Freshman
she,
year?
She
just worked in quite a bit.
Played a lot, you know.
Similar to like Kinsey. Kinsey didn't start as a freshman exclusively, but worked her in.
I didn't start her or Taylor, either one, you know, but by the middle of the first quarter, they'd be in the game.
Right.
Holly Wright, her freshman year, she led us in scoring. I don't think she started the game the whole year.
Right. Played a lot of minutes, though, didn't
she? Played as many as anybody else on the team.
Right. So Burchett, in a rare group, just from that standpoint. Empty possessions for both squads here. Difference in the points is still at 18. Bella Ashlock with a block. It goes out of bounds off of Brown. Clay County getting it back. Heads up play by Ashlock there. Nice job controlling her body. She blocked the shot but was retreating as she did it, so she didn't get the body foul.
You know, I've seen her do that a lot. She does it with two hands, which you don't see from many players. Just the length of Ashlock is amazing.
Buford to the block. That turn layup. No good. Rebound Clark. Clark comes out there with it. She's across the timeline. Full head of steam. Lacey Wicks there checking her, though. Good defense. Creates a turnover.
Yeah, she is struggling all the way down the floor.
She
did. Dribbling out of bounds.
5:28 mark of this third quarter. Very similar opening to the second half as we saw to the first half.
Yeah, kind of slow. Maybe we'll get going here in a minute.
Ashlock inbounds the head, nearly taken away by West. Abby keeps control into the front court, dishes to Burchett. Bradley thought about a three, dribbles inside, though, spins, shoots, scores.
Good move.
45-25, Clay County back in front. Well, they stayed in front, back up by 20, I meant to say. West fires a three, banks it in.
Banks it in.
17 points the difference. Abby Head dishes to Wicks. Wicks' his shot blocked by Clark. And they say she also got some of the arm, so a foul call. Lacey Wicks going to the line to shoot two on the season. Wicks has attempted 14 free throws, has hit seven of them, good enough for 50%. Hits the first one. Second one's away. Also good. Wicks for 4 points on the night. And definitely the best defense of any Lady Dog we've seen. Been a spark plug on that side. Tigress with it. Cross the timeline. Hiring the freshman into the front court. Oh, nice move. Just zigzagged across the paint. Laid it in for two. 4:45 and ticking. Third quarter. Clay County up by 17. Abby Head under pressure from West. Gives off to Buford. Hallie with it at the elbow. Now the block. Now the foul.
Nice ball handling from Buford out top there between the legs, behind the back, and to the rim.
She's a good, good player. I mean, good ball handler, good shooter.
Yeah, you know, was good last year. I thought of her more as a shooter, I guess, last year. But she's turned into that complete player.
Sometimes she would take it to the hole and put some moves on people. And I think she could do it more than she does. You hadn't seen her a lot, you know, this year doing that. But she's definitely capable of it.
Hit the first free throw. Hit them both. Clay County back up at 19, 49 to 30. 4.5 minute mark here of this third quarter. Three-pointer taken by K.K. Roberts. A little wide of the mark. Rebound Wicks. Lacey got rid of it a little too soon. Yeah. It was picked up by Tigerette. Brown, three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Buford on the rebound. Now Ashlock. Now Burchett. Back to Ashlock. Back to Buford across the timeline. Pass the head to Abby Head. Back across the paint to Buford. What? Stolen by the Tigerettes. Stolen back to Abby Head. She loses the handle. Now there's a scrum for it and a whistle blows.
Well, there we go. Timeout.
That needed the end.
Yeah, I think Matt got a timeout.
Halfway through this third quarter. Clay County up. 49-30.
Sides.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Gordonsville 49-30 midway through the third quarter here, Daniel. And Clay County still keeping control of this one, even though Gordonsville made a little run.
Yeah, that they have. I said they were chipping away. Got it to 17 at one time, but it's back out of 21 for Clay County. Of course, I never felt threatened. I just thought it was a good analogy for what was going on.
Well, I missed the bucket on our end. And just scored one.
Right then?
Yeah. It was 49-30 heading into the timeout.
Well, I missed it too. Did you see the inbound, Coach?
No.
I apologize, Thomas. I know you rely on me. I missed it too.
I can't.
51-30. Me and Coach Sims was talking during the timeout just about some different starters from prior years.
I don't.
Gordon's on the inbound. 3:27 mark up this third quarter. Clay County comfortably up 21 points. Now, I like this look. We don't use it often. That three-post look got Burchett, Hale, and Hayes, all three at the back of this 2-3 defense. Joining them out top are Buford and Head. Talk about some mismatches there.
You got some size.
Of course, that works both ways.
I don't know what they're going to do on offense. I guess Bradley will have to step out and play out on the floor.
Gordonsville just passing the perimeter. Definitely not wanting to go inside against Hale, Burchett, and Hayes. Three-pointer taken and hit by Olivia Brown. That's a good answer for that by the Tigerettes. 51-33. 18 points the difference. Thomas, did you find out who had the Clay County bucket? Hale on the inside. Spins into the paint. Shot up, no good. Burchett keeps it alive. Tiger Reds end up with it, though. Gordonsville trying to climb back in this one after an early period of play where we saw the squad swap the lead. Clay County's been comfortably in front since the final minute of that first quarter. Olivia Brown with it out top, her and classmate Nevaeh West, the primary ball handlers for this Tiger squad, Tigerette squad. West fires a three, top of the key, no good. Rebound Hale. Izzy to Hallie. Hallie across the timeline. Backs it up. Dishes to Burchett. Burchett inside to Maddie Hayes. Power dribble, left-handed move. Got her own rebound after the miss. Couldn't convert on points. Knocked out of bounds by the Tigerettes. Looking down at their all-time leaders, Coach Sims, I see against Gordonsville. Maddie's mom, Stephanie Rich. 5 blocks her senior year in one game, 4 blocks against them in another game her senior year, and 4 blocks in a game her junior year against them.
Well,
good defensive outing
good
for her.
Yeah, I mean, she's big enough to block some shots.
Yeah. And I've heard her discussing ball with Maddie before. You know, she calls her out and says, you're not as good as I was. You know, she challenges her to work hard and be a good player.
Maddie does pretty good, but no, she's not as good as her mom was.
Maddie's a good one. Her and the Lady Dogs have a big lead right now. It's getting cut into, though.
Yes.
Big three-pointer taken from left wing by the freshman, Heron.
That's two in a row since we went to the 2-3 zone.
Yeah, we might go back man here.
And that's where I was getting the name McKenzie earlier. That's Heron's first name, McKenzie Heron. Merge it with it offensively here. Kicks out the head in the corner. Whistles blow. Foul on the floor. No timeout taken. Timeout by Coach Walker. 54 seconds left in this third quarter. 51-36 to score.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to the Salina, where Clay County's lead has been sliced to 15 points. They led by 22 at the break, and now they only lead by 15. Make it 18 as Abby Head comes out of the timeout on the inbounds play and nails a three.
Certainly did, Thomas. Tigerettes back in possession here. Needed that three after Gordonsville had a few in the last few moments. Brown with it at left wing for the Tigerettes. Kicks back out top to Roberts. They swing now to Heron inside to Story. Her free throw range jumper good.
Yep, they're hitting everything they throw up now.
Molly Story with the little jump shot from the free throw line. Draws it back to a 16-point contest, 54-38. Ball goes out of bounds. Off of Gordonsville, 15.3 seconds left in this third quarter. Abby Head's going to inbound on the floor. To finish the quarter, Abby Head, Hallie Buford, Maddie Hayes, Izzy Hale, and Bradley Burchett. Hayes, power dribble, backs up the defender and scores.
That's a good job.
Maddie Hayes in full control there, gets the easy bucket. Turnover by Gordonsville, 2.4 seconds left. Time for a desperation heave.
Nice if you throw it length of the court here.
Easy Hale to end, man.
A good run and look at this one, Daniel. She could get it there.
And the quarter's going to expire. 56-38 after three quarters in this District 7A girls contest. Clay County leads.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution for tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Gordonsville 56-38 with 8 minutes left here in the ball game. Here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Riley Burchett has 9, Easy Held 2, Abby Head 15, Hallie Buford 13, Lacey Weeks 4, Madison Hayes 7, and Ella Eads 4 for the Lady Dogs as they lead 56-38. This dog's Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber. They're getting play.
She hit one.
Well, if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Easy Hale adds the bucket from left block, putting Clay County back out front by 20. Clay County, if they can hold on to this 20-point lead, is we're satisfied they can. They'll move to 20-4 on the season, a perfect 7-0 in District 7 play. That means there'll be one district contest left. That'll come a week from tonight at Clark Range, a place that the Lady Dogs haven't won in 21 years. Got to go all the way back to 2002, so going to be a busy week next week for Coach Walker and the ladies. They will be at Jackson County on Tuesday as Bella Ashlock scores from inside. They'll play the Lady Blue Devils on Tuesday night in Gainsborough. Be back at home for senior night on Thursday, February the 9th, against Macon County. And then they'll make the trip to Clark Range a week from tonight on Friday, February the 10th. We'll have all those games covered here on the Horizon Sports Network, along with the district and following region tournaments that will be hosting, Coach, this year at Jackson County.
Yep.
Been a long time since district tournaments have been there. May have to go back to the 70s. I don't know.
1990.
Okay.
We was there 1 year while I was coaching.
Of course, you know, long-time relationship with Livingston Academy on that, you know, fell apart for a couple of different reasons after last year. And Coach Edwards, of course, Coach Edwards outside of Lamar Rogers, Coach Edwards, one of the longest tenure guys
the
district. So he kind of was searching around, talked to Coach Jim Brown down there, and decided to have it there, going to host the region there as well. That's very important, is it not, Coach, for a district when it's your year to host the region, make sure it's at the same place you play your district tournament. I mean, that's something you always would strive to do, right?
Yeah, if you can, but which I've been trying to, last 10 years I coached, trying to get them just to go on a rotation thing. But they, some of them just go crazy when you mention something like that.
Kind of to rotate it amongst the district schools?
Yeah. That's why, I mean, it's a lot of the districts do that.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's a big payday once every 5 years.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
I mean, a school's got to be committed to it. You know, teachers probably going to have to work some. But, you know, you'd make a whole bunch of money.
Certainly could. We're well equipped to house one right here at Joe Sims Gym.
Now,
some Red Bull, and some of them are smaller, of course.
Well, I don't think Red Bull and Clark Range would meet the minimum seating, you know, requirements. But, I mean, Lafayette or Red Bull, when they were in that other district, they did it like that down there. And when it was their turn, they had it at Lafayette. I remember going over there, of course.
So Clark Range, maybe if we were doing that, maybe they'd go to Monterey or
York or somewhere, you know. You could outvote Clark Range. I know he's not going to want to do it, but you could, you know.
That'd be a good thing to outvote Coach Rogers.
Yeah, I'd be all for it.
Easy Hale rejecting that inlet pass to the post. Burchett added a bucket. Thomas is me and Coach Sims were talking district region tournaments. What else has went on?
Oh, that's about it, Daniel. You know, we have seen Coach Walker. We talked about him kind of practicing a few things here in the third quarter and early in the fourth. What I've noticed, Coach, with the bigger lineup, you see Riley Burchett playing on the perimeter.
Yeah.
He's running some set plays for her to take it off the dribble.
Yeah. And she's a really good ball handler.
Tigress with it here. W. Clark up top, gives to Brown, baseline drive, gets to the hoop, does not score, but a foul call.
See, back to the tournament thing, they told me that Jackson County was the only school that wanted to host it.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, if they don't want to host it, where are you going to have it at? You're going to have to do something, you know.
Let's have it right here then.
Yeah, I mean, see, one year back, the TWSWA was real big on trying to have it at a centrally, the region, at a centrally located place. And it was our turn, our district's turn to host, and the only school that we had that they would agree to let us have it at was Jackson County. Well, everybody in the district, Lamar particularly, just went crazy when you started saying something like that, so wouldn't have it there. I called everybody I knew to call, and finally Gordonsville agreed to have it, and it got the rotation out of whack. I think we did host it the next year.
Maddie Hayes on the inside move, scores, nice assist from freshman Baylor Walden. On the floor for Clay County right now, we've got Baylor Walden, Kendall Matthews, Bradley Burchett, Maddie Hayes, and Abby Head. Yeah, because like you said, it's a bit of a chore to host something like that.
Well,
hospitality rooms, gate workers, different things. But
work,
it is a moneymaker.
I mean, Bruce, of course, our football coach, he's the one that did it at Livingston all those years, and he pretty much funded his whole football program off that tournament every year.
Sure did.
You
and know, did a good job running
it. Yeah, he did. You know, I bet they made $12,000-$15,000 a year just off concessions.
Thomas, give us another update.
Not much has happened here, Daniel, since Hayes made the power move in the paint. Got a bucket from Gordonsville, though.
Kamari Young with the bucket there, 64-40, halfway through this fourth quarter. Gordonsville after tonight, they have two games left. They've got Pickett County and then Eagleville. So it's never too soon to look ahead and across the way at District 8 that will help form Region 4 when we get to that point. I don't have standings on them right now. Bring those next week and have those so we can discuss a little bit. Izzy Hale, free throw range jumper, true. Finds the mark. 66-40. Just a strong season that this Lady Dog team has put together, recapping the losses. Two of them came essentially that opening week, Hall of Fame losses, both in the same day to Scott County and to Coalfield. You take those away, and the only two losses.
Without Hallie Buford at the time, I think.
Right, and I think maybe Bella was sick one of the two games. Outside of that, the only two losses. Both the York Institute, one of the best teams in AA basketball. Do you know what they're ranked right now, the Lady Dragons?
They've been ranked second in the AP all year.
Second right now. Yeah.
So and those weren't blowout games. I mean, 52-30, that's not necessarily too close. And 55-30, I don't know. Do you consider 22 and 25 blowouts? I guess you do. I don't know.
I don't consider complete blowouts, but, you know, pretty easy wins, but.
All the starters coming off, Daniel. You mentioned Head signing with Johnson University. I do a little background for that for the newspaper. You know, it's an NAIA school. They play in what's called the Appalachian Athletic Conference, and that includes Bryan Collins, who's a really good women's basketball program, and actually an assistant from Bryan who recruited Kenjian Taylor. I don't know if you remember, Coach Lohorn was up here. Knows a lot about Upper Cumberland basketball, and he's really heavily recruiting this area. I think he's got the girl from Oneida that's pretty good. Pike, maybe Kelsey Pike, going to play there. Some other area players, and you know, kind of an upstart program.
Yeah,
it's right there in the middle of Knoxville.
I've been hearing it the last couple
Johnson
of years.
Yeah.
Before that, I never even heard of it. You know.
Yeah, I don't think it had ball, but a few years. It used to be Johnson Bible College.
Oh, really?
And then they've become a full-scale university, added athletics, and
cool.
Kind of an upstart program, and got a guy that knows this area and knows how good basketball is up here.
There's good players.
This signed Head.
or going to sign head.
Right.
Just committed at this point.
Yeah, I think she's going to sign sometime in the coming week or so. Tiger Ed's with it. We'll call this action. Got some reserves on for Clay County. Sophomore Andrew May with it now. Gives to Walden. Joining May and Walden on the court are Kendall Matthews, Ella Eads, and young Kaylee Brown, a freshman. Walden out top. I look forward to watching her career unfold. She's into the paint. They say she travels. Kind of got tied up her own foot in there, but it was a good move.
I was watching her in the JV game. If she was about 6 inches taller, she would be one heck of a post player.
Yeah.
She's got some moves down there, but at her height, it'd be hard for her to play down there.
Wonder where she stacks up to Birch. Of course, Bradley a little shorter than most posts.
Yeah,
but,
Bradley's probably 2 to 3 inches at least taller than her.
She's young, still a freshman.
Yeah.
Might get an inch or two yet.
I doubt it, but you can tell.
Tiger Ritz.
I don't think I ever had about one girl growing up. She got in high school.
Yeah. There's some perimeter action here now. Three-pointer fired by K.K. Roberts. No good. Rebounded Brown. Works, though, by Baylor Walden. Walden across the timeline with Jada Banks coming in along with Ava Carr and Paige Matthews. We'll go ahead and stay on our here. Coach Walker not going to call the team over to the squad. Just wanted to get the subs in. Paige Matthews had a big three-pointer, the senior. During that Tennessee Heat game, she's in her familiar spot in the right corner right now, set up for hopefully another attempt. May drives inside, foul call. Paige just served as a manager on the team all 4 years of high school. Coach Walker, similar to some of the managers for Coach Edwards over the years on the boys, she'll suit up and play some JV ball and stuff, and has got to see some varsity time this year, so it's a nice treat for her. May with it on the inbound. Shot in the paint, no good. Rebounded by the Tigerettes. Nearly taken away by Ava Carr. Gordon's will cross the timeline. Madison Askin with it. Kicks off to Manor. Manor's three-pointer, no good. Rebounded, though, and kept alive by Crawford, who gives back to Askin. And is fouled by Carr. Going to go to the line. Askin for the free throws. So, Coach Sims, you know, next Tuesday at Jackson County and next Thursday at Macon County, actually here at home against Macon, AA programs who once kind of struck fear into the heart of a lot of teams around here, but both of them have fallen off.
Yeah, hey, I was ragging Matt the other day. I said, yeah, I said, all them years I was coaching, I said, Jackson County, Macon County, that gun, they just win the state championships every year, and now they can't win five games between them, you know.
He said, we play
York now. I said, yeah. Well, yeah, it's, I mean, it makes some schools will stay up all the time, but most of them are going to be up and down every now and then. I mean, we've been pretty fortunate the last 35 years, but we have had a few years, you know, we wasn't as good as other years.
Definitely going to be a fun finish to the regular season. Hopefully fun anyway. Up at Clark Range on February the 10th. Of course, the current standings is Crawford is the line shooting. We talked about them pregame, current district standings. I know Clay County's already wrapped up essentially the regular season title, according to assistant coach Andrew Mattis. As Gordon's will fighting for points down here. Taylor Brown pulls it down. But from second on down, it's not settled yet. You know, Clark Range is 4-2, Red Bull 3-4, Pickett 2-3. So there's still a lot to be settled in the next week.
There is. There's big games between the 2, 3, and 4 teams.
Foul called here. Going to walk to the other end and shoot free throws. 8.4 seconds save. Clay County 66, Gordonsville 42. Hadn't called a ton of the action over the last few minutes, Thomas, but no points scored for Clay County, right?
No, not in quite some time.
Crawford misses the free throw. Carr gets the rebound. Full court pass going to be taken back away from Crawford, and this one's going to go final here in about a second, and there's the buzzer. Clay County get advanced to 20-4 on the season, 7-0 in district play. Gordonsville drops to 6-19, 0-7 in the district. Final score, Lady Dogs 66, Tigerettes 42.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Salina, where we just witnessed Clay County girls beating the Gordonsville Tigerettes 66-42. And it's time for the Eco Panels of Tennessee Lady Dog wrap-up. Clay County struggled to start this one, and they actually trailed 8-7 to Gordonsville with a little over a minute to play in the first quarter. And Clay County ripped off an 8-0 run to go up 15-8. Gordonsville narrowed it back to 15-10 before Hallie Buford closed out the first quarter with a three-pointer. And Clay County led 18-10 at the end of the first period. They then outscored the Tigerettes 23-9 in the second stanza to take a 22-point lead into halftime. They led 41-19 as Clay County scored over 20 in that period. And then in the third quarter, Clay County saw Gordonsville kind of battle back. They sliced the lead to 18 heading into the fourth, but Clay County gained control and never got below 15 points throughout this one as they go on to take this 24-point victory here in Salina to move to 7-0 in District 7A play. For Gordonsville tonight, we saw Madison Askin with 1 point. Molly Story had 4. Livia Brown had 9. Mackenzie Heron had 7. Nivea West had 5 points. And Kamara Young finished with 16 for the Tigerettes. For Clay County, had 3 in double figures and 1 really close. We'll start at the bottom, though, with Ella Eads. She had 4 points. And then we saw Madison Lacey Wicks, 4 points tonight. Bella Ashlock had 2. Izzy Hell, 6. Madison Hayes had 9, so she was really close to double figures to make it 4. And then Riley Burchett, 11. Abby Head and Hallie Buford, 15 points apiece for the Lady Dogs. Again, Clay County is victorious over Gordonsville, 66-42 in girls action. But we got a big one coming up. It's for the District 7A title. Both teams will have another game after this one, but basically the de facto league title game here in District 7A between the Clay County Bulldogs and the Gordonsville Tigers. We've got a rematch of the region title from football. If Clay County can win this one, they are the outright District 7A champions and will be the number one seed heading into the district tournament here in 2 weeks. If not, they'll win a tie for first with one game to play with Gordonsville. So stay with us for more here on the Horizon Sports Network and the Carquest pregame show coming up for this boys' game.
Welcome to the Carquest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though Carquest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, builds your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square. Have you gone country lately?
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control, when Clay County wins, get 10% off termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we will preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back here to the Horizon Sports Network. That Lady Dog wrap-up that Thomas gave to you right before the break was brought to you by Beko Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Going to go ahead now on this CarQuest pregame show before this big District 7A boys matchup between Clay County and Gordons. We'll do the Budget Pest Control Boys 7A update. Action from last week on Tuesday. It was Gordonsville who beat Redbone Springs 58-42. Pickett County lost to Clay County 45-66 on a game that cost Coach Watson a game in his picks. York beat McCreary Central Kentucky 56-49. I had him pick that game because that was two of the teams who had beaten the Dogs this year. Two of those three losses, one to York, one to McCreary Central. A week ago tonight, Redbone Springs beat Clark Range 65-42. Pickett County beat Cumberland County 64-44. Clay County beat the Tennessee Heat 57-48. Gordonsville beat Van Buren 77-73. Then on Monday night, before we had some weather move in, Gordonsville lost to Jackson County in a low-scoring contest, 35-41. On Tuesday of this week, we were supposed to see Red Bullen take on Pickett County. That's actually going to take place on February the 9th, a Thursday. Clay County was supposed to have traveled to Clark Range on Tuesday. That game has been postponed until February the 10th, 1 week from tonight at Clark Range. Tonight's action, 13-9 Pickett County has traveled to 5-21 Clark Range, and 18-3 Clay County hosting 17-6 Gordonsville, the two best boys teams in this district, fixing a battle here in Joe Sims Gym right on Rob Edwards Court. Coach Watson has not joined us yet. I was going to let him pick between 2-18 Redbone Springs hosting 8-14 Trousdale County. Thomas, I'll let you pick instead of him. He's going to live and die by your choice on that one. 2-18 Redbone hosting 8-14 Trousdale.
Well, I think I got to go with Redbone at home in that one. They haven't gotten many wins, but I'll tell you, they got a good player in Colton Copas and a pretty good team. We've talked about them all year. Hopefully he agrees.
I think he will. Current District 7A standings. First place, Clay County sitting at 6-0 in the district. Second place, Gordonsville, 5-1. So this game, I don't know about tiebreakers or things. I guess, Thomas, you know about this. You had a write-up in the paper this week. If Gordonsville were to beat Clay County here and they both had finished up 7-1, what would happen?
Well, they come down to a coin toss.
Okay.
In that respect, because they would have beaten every team in the district.
Gotcha. So it's that simple. Coin toss on this one of the girls. Of course, we took care of some business tonight and prevented anything crazy from happening there. But they were going to be, even if they had lost Gordonsville and Clark Range and finished 6-2, they were still going to be regular season champs because of beating Redbone Springs twice, and Clark Range had split with Redbone, right?
They had a two-game lead at that point. So they'd had to lost both games, this one and Clark Range, like you say, in order for tiebreakers to come into play.
Rest of the standings on the boys, the Pickett County boys, 2-3 in the district, third place, Clark Range boys, 1-5 at fourth place, and last place, Redbone Springs boys, 1-6 in district play. Boys 7-day update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Chiggers and fleas, they bring them to their knees. Going to go ahead now and do this full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Coach Watson, we've got a second-round matchup between two great teams here. Last time they met, Clay County won 49-41 at Gordonsville. Going to be a good one tonight. What do you think? Put your mic down, Coach. It's folded up on you. We're going to get Coach Watson set up where y'all can hear him good.
Yeah, I can't holler loud enough without anything for you to hear me. I said, you know, I hope that we can score a few more points. And you know, we really didn't play a good offensive ball game. We played a good defensive ball game. Of course, they did too. You let the score and tell that. But you know, if we play our normal game, I think we can handle them again. And of course, it'll boil down the last few minutes when Coach loses his temper again.
Yeah, Coach Bibb sometimes helps us out in that regard.
He's helped us out quite a few times that way.
Big stat in this one for me, 24 prior times Coach Edwards has faced Gordonsville in Salina, a 23-1 record against the Tigers in Salina. The last time they beat us here, 2007. So that's a pretty good streak.
Yeah, yes, it is. That's a tremendous streak.
Folks, that's been the full coverage final word brought to you by Strong Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for the State Farm Boys starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. We'll start with Gordonsville. They are the visiting team tonight, wear their blue travel jerseys, gray numerals on them, trimmed in white. Their head coach, Greg Bibb, 14th season overall as a head coach in Tennessee High School Basketball, fourth season leading Gordonsville, 17-6 record on the season, 5-1 in district play. Starting for Gordonsville, senior number 2, Braden Holloman. Sophomore number 10, Brody Sachs. Senior number 11, Peyton Clymer. Senior number 20, Will Dudney. And a senior number 30, Ryder Grisham. The Clay County Bulldogs, they are the home team tonight. White home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Their head coach, Rob Edwards, 23rd season overall, 520 wins to 201 losses, a strong 18-3 record this year, a perfect 6-0 in District 7A play, starting for them, five seniors. Number 3, Jimmy Burgett. Number 13, Keaton Arms. Number 15, Bryce Bailey. Number 44, Allie Kerr. And double zero, John Hamilton. State Farm Boys starting lineups have been brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like your good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Just looking at some series notes here, we see they met on January 17th. Like we said, Clay County won by 49-41. Clay County has won 8 straight games in this series going back to 2020. Coach Edwards, all time, has met Gordonsville on 54 prior occasions. Has a 46-8 record against them, and we already mentioned 23-1 in Salina against Gordonsville. Thomas, going to be a good one here. The best two teams, and I'll say, I'm going to go ahead and say in Region 4, going to throw East Rob out and say one of these two teams probably going to be region champs as well.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel. 8-point ball game the last time out. You know, Gordonsville led most of that first half. It was tied at 18 at the half, so a defensive battle throughout that first half. Clay County with a big third-quarter surge to basically put this one away, and they had to maintain down the stretch. So I expect nothing less tonight.
Here we go. Jimmy Burchett with it. Gives the arms. Jumper from the elbow. Good.
Rolled in.
Yes, it did.
Nice soft shot.
2-0. Clay County up early. Full court pressure being applied here, trying to trap. Gordonsville going to beat it. They get across the timeline. Clymer with it. Dishes over to a teammate. That's Grisham. Grisham, no, Dudney. Dudney on the bucket. Grisham wears 30. Dudney wears 20. 2-2. Fast pace.
Keaton Arms starting how he left off in that last ball game, Daniel. He had a game high 17 points. It was an inside game. Brody Sachs also with 17 for Gordonsville. As
good interior pass.
Yes, it was. Hamilton from right elbow with a good look down to his classmate, Alec Kerr. Kerr finishes, putting Clay County up 4-2. Holloman in a trap. Gets it out to Grisham. Grisham across the timeline to Clymer. Back to Ryder Grisham out top. four seniors and one sophomore for Coach Bibb on this Tiger squad. And I feel big number 10, the sophomore, Brody Sachs, probably the best and most well-rounded player on this Tiger squad.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Like I said, he was the leading scorer last time out, Daniel, and he can do it pretty much free throw line extended. We don't see him shoot the three, but we see him playing with the back, with his back to the basket in the post. We see him take the mid-range jumpers and drive the hole, too.
We see Arms guarding him here. That's a tough matchup. Nobody can control Arms in the paint, so he's going to have to use that extended play. He's not going to get it right on the block tonight. Climber, jump shot, no good. Rebound, Jimmy Burchett.
Picked up by Burchett.
Burchett across the timeline, looks to the bench to Coach Edwards, gets the play. Arms sits up at the elbow along with Hamilton, double high post here. Bailey going to go baseline jumper, no good. Rebound, doesn't he?
You talked about Arms guarding Sykes. That's a little adjustment from Coach Edwards. Pretty sure it was he and Dudney battling in the last contest.
It was. Dudney with it, power dribble, kicks across to Clymer, back out to Grisham. Now Holloman, right wing, three-pointer, no good. Rebound. Burchett, Jimmy with two of those already. Burchett across the timeline. He runs the point for this squad. Savvy veteran player. Burchett, one of the greatest competitors I've ever had the privilege of watching play, whether it be football or baseball or basketball or whatever. Kerr with it right wing. Back to Bailey out top. Just swinging the perimeter. Hamilton, free throw line, bounce pass to Arms. Baseline drive, shot, no good. Got his own rebound, going to be fouled, should have been. Sachs gets away with the body contact, though. Now back to Arms. Going to be a good matchup watching them two on this end as well, Thomas.
Yeah, no doubt, Daniel. You know, and again, we saw Dudney guard Arms in the last contest. So we've got new matchups in this one. Dudney and Hamilton going to go at it, and then Sachs and Arms on both ends of the floor.
And already it's physical between Sachs, Dudney, Hamilton, and Arms. That's what I always look forward to. Gordonsville, the only team in the district, Coach, that has the post players to match up with Arms and Hamilton. Take away. Jump shot. Arms, good.
No hesitation.
6-2. Clay County with an early four-point lead. Full court pressure. Going to be beaten once again by the Tigers. Holloman, front court, 8-foot jumper, in and out, tipped out of bounds.
Possession, Carolina.
Yeah.
Clay County, excuse me.
I thought it went off of Jimmy, but clearly that was not the case. Clay County being awarded possession. Bryce Bailey going to come across the timeline, gives the curve. Alec with it, dishes to Hamilton. We'll see John out playing the perimeter, setting screens here. Now Arms, Keaton, long two-pointer. A little too strong, rebound Sachs. First time Keaton missed early in this one.
Yeah, see Coach Evers trying to isolate Arms on the baseline against Sachs with that set right there.
We've talked about it. Arms, a District 7A MVP type player, and we're seeing early in this one wanting to go through him tonight. Gordonsville with it, feeling their way inside to Dudney. Hamilton called for the foul, so
got his hands on his back.
He did.
Got to get him up in the air.
Saw some more physical contact earlier, but out of position that time.
We can do a little quick shout-out to Coach Bibb tonight. He was honored the other night over Tech as being one of the top 100 players, an excellent collegiate player over there, so it's quite an honor for him.
I saw that the other day. Yes, it is a huge honor. Gordons were lucky to have him leading their program.
Yeah.
Who scored that bucket inside?
Sachs with his first bucket inside, Daniel, on the putback.
Clay County 6, Gordonsville 4. Kerr with it in the corner. Lost the handle. Regathers it. Gets the Bryce out top. Bailey looks to Coach Edwards. Bibb already up pacing the sidelines. Coach Edwards has yet to leave his seat, communicating from there at this point. Arms with it. Right wing. Gives the Kerr. Three-point opportunity. Passes on it. Jimmy with it now. Burchett passes on a three. Swung back to Burchett. Inside to Hamilton. John knows what to do. Goes to the hoop. What a move. Missed the shot. Nice little reverse layup. Athletic move by Hamilton. Could not convert on the bucket, though. Gordons were going to be inbounding here.
Lots of action, but not much scoring.
Yeah, 4-6 early. Clay up by two.
Lots of action on both ends of the floor tonight.
Kind of what we saw last time. That's what led to that 18-18 halftime score.
Yeah, well, you know, it's going to be a competitive game throughout, I think, Daniel. Clay County will have to use one of those big runs to gain control of this one at some point.
Three-pointer, Sachs out top. Too strong, rebound to Arms. Keaton with it. Gives off to Burkett. Jimmy across the timeline, slows it down. Not only two of the best boys programs in the district, but two of the best coaching staffs in the district here. Inside pass to Keaton. Keaton off the glass, no good. Rebound Sachs. Yardsville picking up the pace. Clymer in the front court. Gives to Grisham. He drives baseline. Gets to the hoop. Does not score, but he's fouled. Going back to the coaching staffs, you got 23-year veteran Coach Edwards. Will sit beside him on the bench. He's got an army of assistants here led by Matt Walker, girls head coach. So you've got 7 years of head coaching experience there. You look to the Gordonsville side and sitting beside Coach Bill with his 14 years of experience, you've got assistant Butch Agee, who's a longtime head coach, is his assistant. So these are two of the best coaching staffs in single-A basketball.
Yeah, and, you know, you've got to give Coach Bill credit, too. He always gives Clay County a little trouble on the defensive end, for sure. I remember even last year, had a great scheme for Grant Strong at times, and, you know, just a great basketball mind, does a good job.
Certainly does. Of course, Grant able to get 37 on them last year, but it was a good scheme.
Didn't say it worked. It was a good scheme.
One of the free throws was good down here by Grisham. Hit one, missed one. Clay County with an empty possession. And now Gordonsville looking to claim a lead. 6-5. Clay County's been in front the whole time. Getting late in this first quarter. Minute 40 and ticking. Coach, like you mentioned, lots of action. Not much scoring.
Yeah.
Inside, the big reserve, Eli Adams, has his shot blocked by Hamilton. Adams had a lot of minutes at Gordonsville back on January the 17th.
He did. He contributed in a lot of ways, Daniel. Scored 6 points for the Tigers in that one.
Reserves is well known for Coach Edwards. Sophomores, the cousins, and Ada Adams and Lance Burchett. They joined Bryce Bailey, John Hamilton, and Keaton Arms. Lance going to run the point here during this set. Minute 5 left in this first quarter. Coach Edwards up now. Sends in the play. Hamilton sets the screen. Adams right side of the lane. Gets to the hoop. Misses it. Hamilton
good
put back.
Followed up by Hamilton. Good job.
Did it all in the air, too. Extended.
Yes, he didn't bring anything back down.
Did not. Got the bucket. 45 seconds and ticking. Clay up 8-5. First quarter action. Holloman with it in the front court for Gordonsville. His shot no good. Rebound Sachs. Sachs works against Hamilton, picks up the dribble, pivots, passes. Back inside to Adams now, stolen away. Knocked away by Arms, picked up by Bailey. Bailey trying to go coast to coast. Shot good off the glass. Nice job by senior Bryce Bailey using his length to reach over the defense. 10-5 the score. Clay County has doubled up the Tigers. 15 seconds and ticking, first quarter. Tristan Wood with it, gives off to Grisham. Down to 5 seconds. Holloman out top. Defended by Adams. Drives to the free throw line. Jump shot. No good. Missed it all. Goes out of bounds. Buzzer sounds. First quarter's in. Ended. Clay County has won the first 8 minutes. 10-5.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Gordonsville 10-5 with 8 minutes left here in the first half. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply. For Clay County, Keaton Arms got the first bucket, and he has another. He leads the way with 4 points. Alec Kerr, Bryce Bailey, and John Hamilton all with two each. 2 and 2 for the big guys inside for Gordonsville. Will Dudney and Brody Sachs, Ryder Grisham, has a free throw, and Clay County leads 10-5. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Stop in to see all they have to offer across from the post office in Salina today, Daniel.
Great first quarter there. 10-5, as Thomas just got done saying. We'll have to see what the second quarter offers. Coach Watson, thoughts on that first quarter?
Well, you know, like I said, there's a lot of action, but not a lot of scoring. But I think Gardensville got a little impatient there for a couple of minutes, and we took advantage of it and doubled the score up on it, even though it is a low score.
On the floor for Clay County opening up this quarter, Junior White Brown joins Keaton Arms, Jimmy Burgett, Alec Kerr, and Bryce Bailey. That's essentially that starting lineup, taking Hamilton out for Browning. To the hoop, Jimmy Burgett. Good for two off right side. Flying through there. 12-5 now. Takeaway, Keaton Arms knocks the ball loose. Hustling for it, cannot maintain possession. Gordonsville going to get it back, but what a great hustle by the big man. We see that speed and explosive movement out of Arms there.
And that's what we've seen with this 1-2-2 press. It's the second line. The anticipation and length and speed of Keaton Arms is what's causing and disrupting here tonight.
Now we see the switch. We've got Browning defending Eli Adams. Arms back on Dudney.
Yeah, first time we've seen Browning in a while. He wasn't dressed for the picket game. He's back, Daniel.
Good to have him back. Experienced player as a junior. Dudney loses the handle. Good defense by Arms. Picked back up by Clymer. Clymer with it. Thomas wanting a 3-second call. Don't see that much these days, though.
Yeah, just camped out in there. About six players, look like.
Yep. Wood with it. Gives to Adams. Now Clymer. Now in the hands of Tucker Smith, a sophomore. Don't remember him from the last contest. They did have a few guys sick down there during that contest, as I recall. Andrew Smith, the junior, checking in for the first time tonight. Younger brother of graduated Bulldog and state champion Eli Smith. Had the privilege of talking to their dad, Shane Smith, earlier here at the broadcast table. Always a pleasure to get to visit with him. Of course, he's a loyal sponsor here on the Horizon Sports Network, and we appreciate that. Smith with it out top. Directs traffic, gives to Kerr in the corner. Alec out to Jimmy now. Browning and Hamilton working hard. His Arms is on the bench getting a breather. Coach Edwards enjoying the depth of that bench. Likes to use several guys. Burchett penetrates, picks up the dribble, resets with Smith out top. 6:05 and ticking. Second quarter, Clay County up by 7, 12-5.
You know, seemed pretty good half-court defense from Gordonsville right here. Clay County trying to get into their motion offense against this man defense, Daniel, and not having a whole lot of luck as Kerr tries to force it inside and a turnover.
We get a little impatient sometimes when we don't get a shot every few seconds.
That's right. Eli Adams taking it away. Gordonsville back in possession. The three-pointer fire, no good. Rebound Kerr. I think these second-round matchups get pretty tough. You know, you see those wrinkles and different looks and analyze film, see what happened good the first time around, see what didn't work the first time around. And then you kind of get into that chess match of what are they going to try this time and what are we going to do to counter it?
That's right.
Empty possession for Clay County. Gordonsville coming back, Wood with it, gives to Dudney, baseline drive by him. He's plumb knocked out of bounds by Hamilton, and now Hamilton hit between the legs with a loose ball.
Yeah, good play by Dudney. Unfortunate for Hamilton.
John May have to, he's collected himself here. Not a malicious move by Dudney, just a coincidence. Dudney, a senior, of course. He's been a fun player to watch for Gordonsville over the years. Full court inbound pass, that just shows the good alignment defensively by Clay County, forcing Gordonsville to have to inbound in their own backcourt.
I thought for a second he was going to lay it up for us.
Yeah. Wood with it at right wing, defended by Kerr. Gives off to Adams out top. He doesn't want it there. Doesn't even attempt the dribble. Gives it back to Wood. Clymer is in right now. He's a primary ball handler, but Grisham and Holloman, who do most of the ball handling, they are not on the court right now for Gordonsville. Clymer with it right wing, defended by Jimmy Burchett. Gives to Adams. Adams penetrates, picks up, kicks back out. Thomas wants to... Gordonsville trying to set up here offensively.
No, it's just basically two defenses, good man defense is what we're seeing. You know, multiple passes, long possessions on both ends of the floor because of the defense.
Well, it's working. Here we are halfway through this second quarter, 4-10 and ticking, Clay County 12, Gordonsville 5. Clymer, three-pointer, right wing, too strong.
Looked good.
It did. Had a good line on it from our vantage point. Rebounded by Arms.
You know, we're 4 minutes left here in the first half, Daniel, and it's just 12 to 5.
Yeah.
You know, had 18 points at halftime in the last one. So, like I say, these are defensive battles, and it's no different tonight.
Good-looking jump shot from the free throw line by Hamilton. Did not fall, though. Adams with a rebound. He's playing some good minutes off the bench for Coach Bibb. The junior. Clymer at right wing now. Timeout taken. Coach Bibb wants to talk to his guys. 3:30 mark of this second quarter. We've got a defensive effort between these fine squads. 12-5. Clay County leads it.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Gordonsville 12-5, 3 minutes and 30 seconds left here in the first half, and just 2 points scored so far in this second quarter in this defensive struggle. So it was 10-5 at the end of the first, Daniel. Only a bucket since then.
That's amazing. 5.5 minutes, actually 4.5 minutes has ticked away here, and only 2 points collectively in this second quarter. Dudney with it out top. Gives to Grisham. He drives baseline, gets to the hoop, does not score.
Everything's just a little out of sync right now.
It is for both squads.
I mean, they're just not.
I think that's where.
We're just not sharp right now. Neither team's not sharp on offense.
Arms, jumper, no good. Rebound, Dudney.
And just feel it in the gym here, too, Daniel.
Nice sack.
Student section over here tonight. It's just one of those games that the defensive has sucked air out of it.
Yeah, it's been quiet. Huge crowd. Gordonsville's traveled well. Clay Kenny's turned out well as always. Dudney, put back good.
Break the ice.
Yep. Each team has 2 points in the quarter. 2.5 minute mark now. Second quarter, 12-7. Original five starters on the floor for Coach Edwards. Original five starters on the floor for Coach Bibb. Arms off the glass. He's missed his last several after hitting his first two to open the contest. Grisham across the timeline gives the Clymer back to Grisham. Now Sykes out top, swings to Hallman at left wing. Gives the Clymer, dribbles behind the back, loses the handle, scrum for the ball. Burchett ends up with it. Now Gordonsville back with it. Two physically mature teams here. We've got 9 seniors and a sophomore on the floor right now. And that's what you see here. They're so evenly matched athletically. Nice jump shot by Holloman. Draws Gordonsville back within 3, 12-9. Coach Edwards calls over Jimmy Burchett, and now he tells the official, I want to talk to my guys. Takes a 30-second timeout. We'll be back after one ad. Minute 34 left in the second. Clay County 12, Gordonsville 9.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County's lead is cut to 3. It's 12-9. 1:34 left in this one, Daniel. 6 points in this second stanza. You can't say enough about these two defenses. It's not really cold shooting. We're getting decent looks at times, but you're not getting many attempts at all.
Yeah, and you look up there, both teams are playing good, hard defense, and look at the number of fouls out there. We've got a couple
right.
of fouls, and they haven't
right.
made any.
That's true.
Good, clean, hard defense.
Yeah, very clean game. And I think you're right, Daniel, just mature, athletic kids out here doing battle.
Chuck, me and Coach were talking during the break. Neither team, nobody across the five positions has a mismatch.
That's right.
They're so evenly matched. Bailey, three-pointer, good.
God.
Bryce Bailey finding his mark from right corner. Maybe on the season creeping on up there. He's hit 33 of 85 coming into tonight from behind the arc. Good enough for 39%. Minute 10 and ticking. Second quarter. Clay County 15. Gordonsville 9. 6 points the difference. Grisham with it. Right wing for the Big Blue. Works against Bailey. Backs it out. Reassesses. Gives to Clymer. Now back to Grisham. Now Holloman. Coach Bibb stands in front of his bench. Coach Edwards sits on his, watching these teams. Grisham inside, Euro step, a foul call.
Got a foul.
Grisham, the only of the three Gordonsville guards who is trying to drive to the hoop tonight. That's about the third time. He gets there when he drives, and he drew the foul that time.
Yeah, he's got the length. Again, we talked about the matchups, how similar they are. He and Bailey built exactly the same. He just gets a step on Bailey that time, Daniel, and got really bailed out by the foul.
Yeah.
He was out of control as he went to the paint.
Foul was called against John Hamilton. That's his second personal, only the third team foul for Clay County. Luckily, he does. 40 seconds and ticking, second quarter. Nate Adams going to walk it down the court. Joining Adams are Wyatt Browning, Lance Burchett, Keaton Arms, and Bryce Bailey. So here we see Coach Edwards going eight deep in this one already, and he's comfortable with the sophomores, Burchett and Adams, along with Junior Browning. Lance Burchett dribbling time down to 20 seconds now.
You know, it just amazes me you see these two young players out here. Coach Edwards has enough trust to put the ball in their hands here. And as I say that, though, Adams a little too much dribbling and gets the five-second count. But, you know, we've seen those come and go as far as 5 seconds. I guess that one started a little early.
I guess it did. Clymer on the defense, a good job by him. Gordon's back with it. 8 seconds and ticking. Grisham spins, carries it, taken away by Arms. Keaton with time. 3 seconds. A heave. Did he hit it? Or did somebody hit it? Yes, they caught it good. What a shot. Keaton Arms, obviously. They say it did. Now, there was a bulldog, I think, Bailey,
yeah,
who came underneath. They counted the points, so Keaton Arms with a desperation three. And to me, you know, Keaton's so strong, he can shoot with form from two-thirds length of the court.
Yeah.
You know, that wasn't a one-arm throw. It was a regular shot for him, and he drains it. What a finish here to the first half. So Clay County has Gordonsville doubled up 18-9. The last time they met, it was 18-18 in the half. This time, Clay County got there, but Gordonsville didn't. 18-9. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter could get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Gordonsville 18-9 here at the break. And it's time for your Gone Country Cafe to serve up your first half breakdown. Not a whole lot of numbers in this one so far, but Clay County has doubled up the Tigers 10-5 in the first quarter, 8-4 in the second quarter. It's a defensive struggle. No player in double figures. Leading the way is Keaton Arms for Clay County, leading both teams with 7 points. Three of those coming on a two-thirds court buzzer beater right at the half to give Clay County this 18-9 lead. Again, he's got 7. Alec Kerr, 2. Bryce Bailey has 5. Jimmy Burchett, 2. John Hamilton, 2. For Gordonsville, Braden Holloman has 2. Brody Sachs, 2. Will Dudney, 4. And Ryder Grisham, 1 free throw. Clay County, it was back and forth throughout until they scored the last 4 of the first quarter to go up 10-5. And then you talk about an anemic 8 minutes. That's what the second quarter was, is Clay County basically had 5 points and Gordonsville 4 until Arms' big shot to close the half out. Again, Clay County leads 18-9 here at the break. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina, serving country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, lunch till 2 p.m., and catfish on Friday nights. Have you gone country lately?
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, track hoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back here, folks, to the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Time now on our broadcast for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. I think I've got all of our certificates out except for two, Tyler Kerr and Kobe Garrison, two of our winners in the last couple of weeks. I've got them on my desk with the stickers. I just need to deliver them. So.
Well, I mean, it's on your way home, then.
Yeah, I know. Both of them's in the Clark bottom, so maybe I'll just do it tonight. Here's tonight's trivia question. All the way back in 2001, during Coach Edwards' first season leading Bulldog basketball, the team recorded a 5-20 record. Two of those five wins were against the Gordonsville Tigers. What Bulldog player recorded five steals in one of those wins over the Tigers? We'll read that one more time. So obviously you've got to have some knowledge of the era to even be able to guess players from the squads. All of the way back in 2001, during Coach Edwards' first season leading Bulldog basketball, the team recorded a 5-20 record. Two of those five wins were against the Gordonsville Tigers. What Bulldog player recorded five steals in one of those wins over the Tigers? If you think you know the answer or would like to send in a guess, please text your answers to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Tyler Kerr guesses Quentin Smith. That's a great guess. Quentin was a senior, if I'm not mistaken, on that squad. Incorrect, though. It was not him. Quentin, a good player in his high school days, but incorrect on that one. Appreciate the guess, though. Vivian Langford also out there listening tonight, not guessing on the answer, but just says that she appreciates the broadcast. Well, we appreciate her. Another guess has come in, and it's correct. Listener Melissa White, obviously she's familiar with many eras of Bulldog sports, and she was here working, as she is now still today, here at the turn of the century back in 01. She says T.J. Verbal, and that is correct. T.J. was a junior that year, the dad of current junior, Weston Verbal, and Coach Edwards has been around long enough. He told me one day that Weston was the first returning athlete from a former one he had. He coached T.J., and then the first son to return to him is Weston. And so congratulations to Miss White for that. She needs to, she won't watch the mail because I'll just hand deliver it to her. Hopefully we'll get a free sub certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Thomas, give us an update.
Peyton Clymer scores a bucket for Gordonsville, Daniel, to cut the lead to 7, then Alec Kerr trying to follow up a missed shot, picks up a foul.
7:20 and ticking, third quarter, teams have switched into the floor, Gordonsville shooting at the hoop to our left, Clay County working at the hoop to our right, Holloman out top, gives to Grisham, they swing down to Clymer, Clymer goes baseline against Jimmy Burchett, Burchett turns him away, back out top to Grisham now.
See the matchup has switched here in the second half, Daniel, Dudney in arms, Hamilton in sacks.
All 10 players on the floor, original starters for Coach Edwards and Coach Bibb. Grisham misses the three-pointer, rebound Jimmy Burchett. 18-11 the score. Low scoring affair here at Joe Sims Gym tonight. Like Thomas mentioned earlier, not necessarily a cold night offensively, just a great defensive effort by these two veteran teams. Arms inside, misses the shot. Ball goes out of bounds off the fingertips of Dudney.
You know, there's not many players that can hang with Keaton Arms in the paint. Will Dudney can. He's physical enough. He's crafty enough to kind of give Arms a little trouble. You don't see that much.
A little taller than Keaton, a little more slender. Arms now getting a high bank shot off the glass.
Yes, he did. He had to. That kid's about 6 foot five or six, isn't it? Guarding him.
Yeah, he is.
Big tall
size that time, yeah. Yeah, Thomas, you're right. From a physicality standpoint, Dudney, I'm going to say the only player in District 7A,
true.
Other than John Hamilton. Fortunately, Arms and Hamilton don't have to go against each other. That'd be fun to see, though, wouldn't it?
It would. Clay County out to a 10-point advantage now again.
21-11, biggest lead of the night after Arms gets the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Gordonsville beating the pressure. Dudney in the front court. Takes Hamilton to the rack. Shots up. No good. Oh, it is good.
It changed its mind.
What a roll. Ball rolled around the cylinder clockwise. Hits the backboard. Reverses to a counterclockwise spin and falls in. Probably a good no call. Dudney, Hamilton trying to draw the charge. Dudney going in with a pretty full head of steam. No whistles blew, though. I like that. Two good post players.
If it hadn't gone in, they might have called a foul.
Well, that's true. Arms with it. Dishes down low to Hamilton. Taken away by Sachs. 21-13. Gordonsville trying to cut into what's now an 8-point Clay County lead. Dudney with it. Baseline move. Dribbles off his foot out of bounds. Good defense by Arms. 5:38 mark. Third quarter. 21-13, Clay County trying to win and stay undefeated in District 7A play. Currently they're 6-0, 18-3 overall. Gordonsville 17-6 overall, 5-1 in the conference. That lone conference loss, of course, coming back on January the 17th to Clay County.
You know, it's one of the hardest things in the world to teach kids about protecting that baseline. If you put your foot on that baseline, they can't get by you.
Exactly.
You don't have to move. You don't have to do anything.
Talk about it. Alec Kerr, a nice putback after a rebound high off the glass. Kerr, kind of an art form for him, the high bank shot. Yeah, we used to talk about it all the time in football as a coach, a defensive back coach.
Yeah.
Use the sidelines of defender.
Yeah.
Use it to your advantage. Same thing that you're describing, coach, on that baseline there. Sachs with it, right side of the lane. Works against Arms. Nowhere to go. Kicks it back outside. Holloman with it now. Works against Kerr. Dribbles behind the back, slides, gives to Grisham. This is just good stuff. Jump shot, no good. Just great athleticism. There's so much effort going into what we're seeing right here, Thomas. Gordonsville, no points for it, because Kerr's going to come back the other way. Here we go, fast break, one-on-one, all the way to the rack against Sachs. Hesitation move, good for two.
Yeah, got him 2 points.
And that timeout taken by Coach Bibb. What a great series of events right there. 25-13 after Alec Kerr with the razzle-dazzle move. 4:24, third quarter.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue. Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters. All served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours. 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County has its largest lead of the night. They're up by 12, 25-13, 4:24 left here in the third quarter, and Daniel has come on back-to-back buckets from senior Alec Kerr.
We know all about his game-changing ability, and we're seeing it right here on the hardwood tonight, talking to Coach Watson during the break about Kerr. We saw it all the time in football, not as much in basketball, but the ability within one step to go from standing still to full speed,
right.
And then the reverse of that, to go from full speed to completely stopped in one step. Nobody does it like he does.
No, it's a pogo stick,
nice rebound by John then.
Yes.
Video game, whatever you want to call it, Alec Kerr can do it.
Clay County back in possession here, looking to extend this lead. They'd be at 12 points right now. In and out, nice hooking jump
went
shot.
Went bum down and come back.
It did, just wouldn't fall for Jimmy Burchett. 25-13, biggest lead of the night here for Clay County. I missed the call. Clay County fans applauded, though.
I think we're going to get a bench warning maybe on Coach Bibb. A little frustration.
Now Coach Edwards wants a bit of an explanation. He's trying to get the officials' attention. Well, Gordon's on the inbound. Sykes, foul move, gets the bucket. Nice job by Sykes. Coach Edwards just baffled.
Coach Edwards wanting possession, I think. Who scored, Sykes?
Sykes, yeah. Coach Edwards is upset as I've seen him over this. He's decided to let it go because the officials are ignoring him. Bailey, three-pointer right wing, not true. Rebounded by Kerr. Kept alive by Kerr, actually rebounded by Arm.
Tipped it out, nice job.
Yeah, it was. Inside to Hamilton, power dribble, jumps, passes, dish to Kerr. Kerr going to retreat to the corner, work it back out top to Bailey. 2:55 and ticking, third quarter. Clay County trying to build on this 10-point lead, 25-15. Burgett with it, back to Keaton. Keaton cross-court to Alec. Alec penetrates, gives to Bailey, who drives baseline. Kicks to Burchett. Good ball movement. Still looking for the shot. Here it comes. Bailey, three-pointer in the corner.
Got
yeah.
It. Good ball movement.
Good patience that time.
Yes.
Coach, you've talked
yes.
about it before. Sometimes we grow impatient and forced up.
Yes.
That possession we did not.
Waiting got a good open shot.
Nate Adams and Lance Burchett come back to the scorer's table to check in. Waiting their turn. Dudney with it for Gordonsville. Hands off to Tucker Smith. A reserve off the bench who gives to Grisham. Back to Dudney. He fires a three. Clangs off the side of the iron. Rebounded by Arms. Clay County going to slow it down here. 13 points the advantage. Thomas, here's the big deal about that. It's 28-15. So this 13-point lead almost matches Gordonsville's point total.
Yeah.
15 points. Minute 45 left in the third.
Yeah, it's just, another good third-quarter surge by Clay County. It's not 25 or 20, but Daniel, it might as well be in a contest like this.
Looks like a football score right now, 28-15. Arms with it, works it right wing against Sachs, drives, powers to the hoop, scores, takes all the contact.
And one. Nice power move.
Took the contact, finished the shot. Didn't let it affect his form. Something that probably would have knocked most players to the ground. Doesn't even affect his shot.
No, Daniel. And, he punished that guy, and he didn't even do anything. You know, he was just trying to shoot the basketball and punish the defender.
He did. And does it all with such a low-key demeanor. You know, that's what I enjoy watching the most about him. Just even-keeled. Much like his dad, Stephen Arms, takes care of his business, and ball goes out of bounds off his fingertips. Of course, Keaton's mom, Clay County High School principal, T. Arms, he inherited a lot of great attributes from him, but definitely that calmness and coolness out there coming from his dad.
No doubt.
Jumper from the right elbow, no good by Tristan Wood. Of course, Tia, long-time leading scorer. It's Salina High School in girls basketball before Holly Wright Robbins came along about 10 years later.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of these, you know, like we've had a few of them. If you could engineer an athlete, Keaton Arms a product of it.
Didn't have much choice. Had to be good.
Yeah.
Gordonsville on the inbound. Sykes with it, free throw line. Works against Hamilton. And they're going to travel. Good job by John Hamilton keeping his foot. 31-15, 16 points the lead. So the lead coach more than the points Gordonsville has.
I'll tell you something else we've seen too. We've talked about the deep bench that Clay County has here. This has been on the backs
of the starting five, the senior players tonight, Daniel. We haven't seen a tremendous amount of reserves as far as time goes.
Right. Right. We've seen Browning, Lance Burchett, Nate Adams, but it has been in short spells. Of course, Adams and Burchett on the court right now.
Andrew Smith saw a little time in the first and second quarter, but, you know, it's been these five seniors. When it comes down to nut-cutting time or whatever you want to call it, it's going to come up all on the backs of these seniors. Like we said coming into this one, whoever comes away, if Clay County wins tonight, they're the outright District 7A regular season champion. And, you know, they kind of know how to win championships.
They certainly do. Andrew Smith checking back in. Eli Adams misses both of those free throws. 35 seconds and ticking third quarter. Nate Adams with it. Crosses the timeline. Hands off to Lance. Lance Burchett out top. Down to 30 seconds. Just a little bit of a weave between the cousins here. Letting time tick down. So we've got seniors. Keaton Arms and John Hamilton on the floor. They're joined by sophomores Adams and Burchett and junior Andrew Smith. Down to 15 seconds down the quarter. Lance kicks to Nate, now Hamilton, now Andrew, now back to Lance. Three-pointer, top of the key. No good. Rebounded by Clymer. 2 seconds. Taken away by Lance. Three-pointer, the buzzer, no good. Tip back, no good. Third quarter ends, 31-15. Clay County up by 16 points heading into the last 8 minutes.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Gordonsville 31-15 with 8 minutes left here in this ballgame. Here's your dog scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Clay County, after leading by nine at the break, outscored Gordonsville 13-6 in the third quarter, and came behind Keaton Arms, leading the way with 13 points. Alec Kerr, a big third quarter, he has six. Bryce Bailey, eight. Jimmy Burchett, John Hamilton, two each for the Dogs. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place, where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Clay County with possession here to start the fourth quarter. 7:55 and ticking. 31-15. Clay County coach has built up a big 16-point lead. Some games, you know, 16 don't feel like a lot, but this one it does.
Yes.
Empty possession here for either squad early.
Well, I don't know.
Now Jimmy Burch, you're going to come take it back away. Passes ahead to Bryce Bailey. Lays it in good for two. Just fun to watch sometimes.
Yeah. I don't know whether you call that a dribble or not.
33-15 now.
He couldn't make up his mind whether he wanted to roll it down the floor or dribble it.
Sophomore Tristan Wood hands off to senior Peyton Clymer. Clymer with it being harassed. Hands off to Smith. Just a weave out top here for the Tigers. Dudney and Adams posting up inside. Good defense by Hamilton and Arms. Not allowing the pass in there, though. Offensive foul call against Gordonsville. Eli Adams called for the foul.
Yeah, this is a battle underneath, Daniel, and a little frustration there, I think. If I had to lean on Big John Hamilton all night long, I'd probably be frustrated too. You know, just it's been fun to watch.
Yeah, that's a good matchup right there. Hamilton definitely the better of the two. What I've been impressed with tonight about Hamilton, he's looked really nimble tonight. I've seen you see this whole senior year in both sports so far, just a whole new level of athleticism out of John. He's always been powerful, but he's added some finesse to it and has become a really good player.
I agree with you, Daniel.
Jimmy Burchett out top gives to Bailey. Clay County in no hurry, Coach.
No, they're milking the clock down a little bit.
We've mentioned him a couple of times tonight. Clay County legend Grant Strong, he commented here, Daniel, on the hotline, saying that he's listening tonight. Appreciates getting to hear that kind of stuff. And then we've got also, I'm sorry, this is a wrong Strong.
Yeah,
it's
Greg.
Greg Strong. Uh-huh. So good to hear from Greg.
Old Sly High School alum now did some coaching during his time, too.
I think he may have won one of the trivia contests or made a guess or something.
He has. Travel call against Gordonsville. Now, Grant, you mentioned Grant. Grant's here in person. I saw him walk in earlier. Yeah.
I just glanced at the hotline there and saw a G. Thought it was Grant. Ran into Greg not long ago down at Town Square Antiques.
Cool.
Booger McLaren. First time I'd seen him in quite some time.
Jimmy Burgett out top, getting to play with his brother Lance out there right now. Joining the brothers Burchett or Nate Adams, Keaton Arms, Bryce Bailey. Bailey under the hoop, lets the defense clear, gets the bucket.
Good shot. Good patience on that.
Sacks with it. Works in the paint. Jump shot, no good. Rebounded by Dudney. Dudney's put back. Never gets out of his hands. Foul going to be called. So this one, we talked about it earlier in the girls' game. Busy week for Clay County basketball next week. Tuesday night, the teams travel to Gainesboro to take on Jackson County. Thursday night, they'll be right here at Joe Sims Gym. Come out if you can for that one against Macon County. It'll be senior night here at Clay County High School. And then they will play the regular season finale, the District 7A finale, up at Clark Range on the road 1 week from tonight. Friday, February the 10th. Come to all of them if you can. If you can't make it, we will have all three of those contests right here on the Horizon Sports Network, though.
Yeah, we will. And then, you know, besides that home stretch of the regular season, Daniel, it's district tournament time. It's just a week away.
It's coming. Going to be at Jackson County. Dudney adding the bucket. Should start, I think, with the girls play-in on Tuesday night, maybe?
I think they might do both play-ins on Tuesday night.
Probably so. Then pick it back up with girls' semis on, I guess that'd be Thursday. Boys' semis on Friday, probably. That's not been released yet, but we anticipate that. Take the weekend off, do a Monday-Tuesday wrap-up.
That's been the schedule here of late.
Travel call against Clay County.
You can't fake with your feet.
No.
Coach, I go back to your point. We've seen this ball game, a defensive struggle, a battle, physical. We just got 7 total fouls on the board here in the second half.
It's a good, clean basketball game.
Yeah, neither team's got close to the bonus in either half.
Yeah. No.
You know, most of the time when they're physical like this, it could become a foul fest, and it hadn't, has it, Coach Watson?
No, I mean, the players, I mean, they played a good, tough ball against each other, but they've all held their cool pretty good.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of respect between these programs. I don't think there's any love lost, but I think there's a lot of respect. Hamilton with a great hustle and a foul call on Dudney. Credit John Hamilton with the hustle to get in position on the ball. That's
no
why Dudney gets the no foul.
No foul.
Okay.
I think Dudney grabbed the ball and had his foot drug out of bounds over the top of Hamilton.
For the possession.
Still a great hustle, though.
Yeah, by Dudney as well, but Hamilton going to the floor for it. Halfway through this fourth quarter, Clay County been in control ever since, I will say, halftime. What was it at the half, 18-9 at the half?
18-9, yeah.
Good pass, good interior pass again.
Who got the bucket, Coach?
Adams.
Nate Adams was the scorer.
Yeah.
Clay County fans upset with a call, foul call against Keaton Arms.
Yeah, Daniel, the big shot at halftime put them up 9 at the break, and I think that was a huge momentum swing for Clay County. They came out in the third quarter and doubled them up again, 13-6, and then you're right, have had control since.
That's going to be Keaton's fourth foul.
I guess, because they caught another one on him.
Yeah, they.
But I'll just tell you, we didn't call that end of the first half three a good clean call because we weren't sure if it went in. Now,
no.
Now, the official signaled that it did. That's all that matters. Some spectators here in attendance, Clay County fans, mind you, have said themselves that they had a pretty good view and said they didn't think it went in. Bryce Bailey had came under the hoop, and his hand hit the net, and it made it look like it did. Perhaps it did. I honestly don't know.
I don't either, Daniel.
the videographer over here says it didn't.
Okay.
From Gordonsville.
From Gordonsville.
She may be prejudiced, though.
Well, it could be, but had a good view.
Yeah.
Hamilton with it in the front court. Foul called on Sykes. But nevertheless, in the record books, arms good with the two-thirds length three.
It was a kind of a momentum swing. I mean, especially when there was, at the time, a total of 9 points scored in an entire quarter. So you're talking about a third more on one shot. But, I don't think it makes a difference in this ball game as Clay County's come out and flexed their muscles.
37-19. The score currently, and we're deep in the fourth quarter, folks, 3:43. Just like with the girls' game, I've kind of wandered off with a little commentary as we went down the stretch, but to be honest with you, it's got just a little bit boring. Clay County's built out a big lead here, and the pace has slowed down a little bit. And
if Dizzy Dean had been commentating tonight, that slide that John, he would have quoted it, he slid about halfway down the floor.
Bailey good on the first free throw. We mentioned it earlier as Bailey misses the second one. AP polls this week. Lady Dogs, third best team in the state, single A. Coach Edwards and the Mighty Dogs here, second best team in the standings. Tell us, who was that number one? You keep up with that stuff pretty good, you know.
On the boys' side, it's Middleton. They've been there since the poll opened. Well, really, them and Clay County have been in 1-2 since the first AP poll, and that's where they've stayed. Middleton undefeated at this point, I think. West Tennessee team.
Of course, the three losses.
That's what we see about every year. You know, one of those is going to be at the top, no matter really. We like that role.
Oh, yeah. Sacks at the free throw line, hits his first. Clay County's three losses. Of course, that Hall of Fame game back on November the 15th, the Livingston Academy. That one's really deceptive, though.
Coach Edwards handed that night.
We had seven players. Only seven players on the bench. And looking down here now, you know, we're not on the bench. We had seven players on the whole team. Only two on the bench.
Yeah.
And one of those, honestly, was the manager that dressed for the occasion. Jimmy Burchett has two more points. I'm not counting that Livingston game myself, but, you know, it's officially on the record.
Well, no, you used to. You didn't have to count the Hall of Fame games.
Right.
When they first started them.
Holloman adds a three-pointer for Gordonsville, making it 40-24. So this flourish of points with 3 minutes left in the fourth kind of picks up the pace a little bit. We'll have to get back on point with the commentating. The only other two losses for Clay County besides that Livingston game to open the season, a Christmas tournament contest that we lost to McCreary Central Kentucky, and that December the 16th loss to York Institute. And once again on that one, football players had only rejoined the team for about 2 weeks at that point, but all 67-54 in Jamestown, but got redemption here at home by beating them 59-47 back on January 10th.
Yeah, and York's a really good team, and then you mentioned that team out of Kentucky, I think.
Oh, yeah, McCreary Central, yep.
Yeah.
2:45 and ticking here, fourth quarter, Clay County up 40-24, looking to add to the tally. Jimmy Burchett with it, spins out of a triple trap. Gives to Kerr, and a foul called. Coach, it's pretty clear to me that unless it's just a layup, Clay County going to kind of force Gordonsville to come to them.
Yeah. We're not trying to score right now. But now we'll take an open bucket if we can get one.
And, you know, this has got to be frustrating for the Gordonsville Tigers. You know, they're a solid team themselves, 17-6 on the year as Alec Kerr hits the first free throw. There are six losses. Hall of Fame game to DeKalb County. Regular season contest. Only a 2-point loss to Eagleville. 6-point loss to Covington as Kerr misses the second. An 8-point loss to Trigg County, Kentucky. An 8-point loss to Clay County. And a 7-point loss to Jackson County as Keaton Arms adds a bucket after a turnover.
nice. Dribbled about two-thirds of the length of the floor.
Sure did. Arm's a good ball handler. Don't have to do it a lot, but certainly can. So Gordonsville, they're six losses, all the good teams, and none of them by more than 8 points.
Right, right. And if you look at...
except the one that speaks to happen right here.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, I almost agree with you, Daniel. I think we may be looking at, you know, a couple of state tournament teams here on the floor. East Robertson's what can get in the way of that.
Yep.
And then, you know, on the sub-state side, who knows what you can get out of the South down there, but here lately, not been much.
That's true. I tell you, though, it's Clay Kenny back on the offensive. Kerr to the hoop, misses the shot, Grisham with the rebound. That Chattanooga prep team that
that's
came up here
playing
for sub-state,
yeah.
They were filing in. The classman into that school, his arms with a block over the top. Foul called, though, by another Bulldog before. They just had freshmen and sophomores, I think, on that Chattanooga prep team. So they're going to be a little older this year. I look for them to represent Region 3 again.
Yes.
Keaton Arms going to foul out.
Just a nice hand from the folks here tonight.
I'm going to give him one, too. That's
job.
A good night
great
for Arms. Like I said at the start of this, I like to watch Arms get to play Gordonsville because of Dudley and Sykes, and it's been fun.
Guys, you know, it seems like kind of, you know, that Gordonsville came in here maybe with a plan where they were going to try to stop us instead of worrying about it beating us.
Yeah,
and,
you're right.
You know, there's a big difference there.
Yeah, offensively, I've not felt any identity out of Gordonsville.
No, nothing. I mean, it's just kind of that they were more just concentrating on trying to stop us, which
they've struggled to put points up lately.
Do they have anybody in double figures?
I don't think so. Anybody in double figures for Gordonsville?
No. Well, let's see. Eight. We got 10 out of Will Dudney.
Dudney's got 10 as Hamilton adds two more for Clay County. 45-26, 19 points the lead. Turnover for the Tigers. Minute 5 left in this one.
Now,
Clay County going to be big winners.
We have got to forget about this game, too. I know Gordonsville will, and we have got to. You know, we can't remember what this score was tonight.
Sure.
Yeah, that's true. And I'll tell you one thing. You know, we're going to see this again.
Yeah. That's right.
It could happen definitely in the district title game, district tournament title game. It could happen twice more.
Sure could.
Daniel.
And we've got to feel good about it. We beat them by 8 the first time. Right now we're beating them by 19. 35 seconds and ticking. Merchant inside. The good thing about that, we can be cocky and confident. Coach Edwards won't be. He'll have them prepared. He told me earlier today, I said, good luck tonight, Coach. He said, man, we're going to need it. And I thought to myself, no, you ain't. And they didn't. They didn't need that good luck. Going to be big winners tonight. Clay County going to advance on to 19-3 on the season, 7-0 in District 7A play. They have not lost a contest in 2023 since the calendars changed. We're down to 5-4-3-2-1. This one goes final. Clay County.
This is a tension game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's guaranteed. Boys and girls going to be regular season District 7 champs. We knew it about the girls. Now we know it about the boys.
Both of them.
Back to back.
You know, last year we were trying to figure out when it had happened before.
Right.
It's happened 2 years in a row. Both Clay County teams win the league crown. Going in as number one seed.
It's great to be a Clay County Bulldog.
That's right.
Black, purple, and gold, 45. Big blue, 26.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state.
Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. Clay County's ladies now 20-4 on the year after winning tonight, 7-0 in the district. And the boys moved to 19-3, 7-0 in the district after big wins over the Big Blue. We're going to go ahead and do the Bulldog wrap-up. Brought to you by Eagle Panels of Tennessee.
Well, this one was the same throughout, believe it or not, guys. Clay County doubling up Gordonsville in the first three quarters each time, and each time they kind of increased their lead. It didn't really feel that way at times because it felt like a really tight ball game because it was low scoring. But, you know, Clay County was in control throughout, Coach, even though the scoreboard really didn't show it. You know, they were up 10-5 at the end of the first quarter. It was just 18-9 at halftime. But, you know, they had them doubled up, and then they increased it 31-15, headed into the fourth quarter, which kind of put it away. But honestly, I think they were in control the whole time.
You know, it was an exciting ball game, guys, even though it was low scoring, and they didn't score many points, and we scored twice as many as they did, basically.
Right.
But still, it was an exciting ball game. And,
yeah.
And I think the players on both teams were really, really working hard, and a lot of things for us weren't working tonight. And I guess how you look at it and say, well, there were fewer things working for Gordonsville than for us.
Yeah. And one thing to me in these type battles, you know, neither team has that pure score. You know, Keaton Arms is the closest thing to it out of any of them, like you said, Coach. And it's just kind of a battle of physical-type athletes, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And he, you know, I mean, he, his body doesn't look like a basketball player. You know, he looks like what he is, and that was a football quarterback or,
really?
Or fullback.
That's
or something,
right.
But now, but he's pretty smooth on his feet. He moves well. He handles the ball pretty good. And he, of course, I think really the only fault Keaton has, sometimes he gets a little excited and tries to do more than he ought to try to do.
Right.
Not saying that's a bad thing. It's a whole lot better not doing what you can.
Yeah.
And he can knock down shots, you know, for
yeah.
a guy his
yes,
size.
He has a smooth shot, move in his shot.
Right, right. But, you know, just a battle, just like we thought it would, Daniel. Kind of went like we thought it would, too, though. Clay County, the better basketball team in this pretty even athletic type matchup.
Yeah, I think athletically, I think even coaching wise, you know, it's pretty even. But Clay County hit for a long time now has had a lot of dominance over Gordonsville. Coach Edwards moves to 47-8 against Gordonsville during his 23 years.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
That's
and like you said,
record.
Coach, only one player in double figures for them, and that was Will Dudney with 10. Braden Holloman had 7. Brody Sachs held to 6 points tonight. Peyton Clymer, 2. Ryder Grisham, 1 point. So 26 points for a ball game. If you can hold any team to that, you're a pretty good defensive team, aren't you?
That's a pretty lopsided score.
Yeah.
And here's what I like. Jackson County, who Clay County plays Tuesday night, non-district game. Two very familiar programs. The other night, the last time before they set foot on Rob Edwards' court tonight, Gordonsville put up 35 against Jackson County. I was blown away at the low score. And Coach Edwards says, man, Blue Devil defense is good. Well, the Clay County defense held them to 26.
Right.
That's even better than 35. But this Gordonsville Tiger team, last two ball games, they've struggled to score after scoring 77 against Van Buren. So it's not about Gordonsville. They can score. It's about Clay County's good defense.
Yeah,
yes,
Sykes,
great Sykes. Defensive game. I mean, we had a great plan, and we stuck to it. And our offense wasn't bad. I mean, we got some good shots. You know, we didn't have any spectacular shots. We didn't have a lot of threes shot, but we had threes made when we needed to make
that's
them.
That's right. Timely stuff.
Very timely, the things we did on offense tonight.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing about that defense. Brody Sachs, 17 points in the last ball game, 6 in this one. So, you know, the game plan to stop that leading scorer, it definitely worked.
Yeah, it did.
For sure. For Clay County, let's go down the scoring. Nate Adams, 2. Off the bench, John Hamilton, 4. Jimmy Burchett, 4. Alec Kerr, 7. 2 in double figures. Bryce Bailey and Keaton Arms. The leading scorers on this team, Bailey with 13, Arms with 15.
Guys, I think one final word I'll say is that tonight I think we looked out there and treated every player on the floor like they could be the guy that would beat us.
Sure. Yeah, I think you had 5 individual matchups that each person fought hard to win.
Yes, they did.
Folks, that's been the Bulldog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Big Old Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abog Homes in Hermitage Springs at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. We're going to play one little promo, come right back, and announce the night's TDS top performers.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. Daniel, it's time to announce the TDS top performers.
It certainly is. I'll let you take it away.
Well, I think when you look back at this Lady Bulldog game, they ended up blowing it out, 66-42, the final score. Had 2-3 players in double figures, but I thought tonight it was about the effort, the intensity, and the big shots by Hallie Buford. She finished with 15 in this contest, and she started that 8-0 run. When Clay County trailed 8-7 early on, Hallie Buford with back-to-back buckets, Head finished it off, finished off the 8-0 run, and then Buford nailed a three right at the end of the first period, very similar to Keaton Arnold's momentum swinging shot, and put Clay County up 18-10 in the last minute of that first quarter, and it was over after that. And Hallie Buford almost single-handedly did that.
Yeah, I agree 100% because before that, it was back and forth. Gordonsville led a couple times, and, you know, they were feeling that they belonged, and that changed everything. Something else I see looking at your stat line there, 5-for-5 from the free throw line.
That's right.
You love to see that as you get down towards tournament time because those free throws can be so big. And that translates from, I don't care who the opponent is, you're at the free throw line against the best team in the state or the worst team. That's just you and your ability to do it. She's smooth from there. So somebody that Coach Walker can heavily depend on to attack the hoop. And if she gets fouled, she's going to get the points from the line. So, just another good part of her game there.
Well, and I'm going to take that a step further as I look. The first shot of the second quarter, Daniel, was a Hallie Buford three. So the 6 points in a row there, the back-to-back three-pointers for Hallie Buford to put this one out of range for Gordonsville. So she scored 10 points in a matter of a minute.
Yeah.
Right there between the first play of the second stanza and the last minute of the first quarter. So just a huge burst for Hallie Buford tonight. And we said it when it happened, too. You know, I'm not going to say she was struggling, but she wasn't shooting it as good as she had been in the past, few games. And I think Hallie Buford got her confidence back. You could see the pep in her step, not just from the shooting behind the arc, but the driving the basket. You mentioned it once about her getting to the rim and that kind of thing. And I think she needed a little confidence boost, and it couldn't come at a better time.
And that improves everything. You play better defense when
That's
you're
right.
feeling better. It just it improves everything. Hallie Buford, a great game there for her. On the boys' side, hard to go against Keaton Arms. We saw Gordonsville at Gordonsville coming out the second half after we were knotted up 18-18. It became all about Keaton Arms. That mid-range jump shot during the third quarter down there. Well, we opened up the night, same thing here. He had the first 4 points, I think it was, for Clay County.
Yeah.
Went a little cold spell there, ended up fouling out of this game because he played such great physical defense. But he did everything tonight, and Coach Edwards knew, hey, he was the guy down there last time. And I think that was the game plan as we opened up tonight, let Keaton hurt him in that mid-range area. Make Dudney come out. Make Sachs come out. Get where they're uncomfortable and where Keaton's really comfortable.
Yeah, and that's what you saw. You didn't see Keaton Arms playing with his back to the basket tonight. You saw him playing the baseline on the perimeter, free throw line extended. And it wasn't necessarily about those shots. Sometimes, Daniel, it was the pump fake and the drive the basket and the finish. Keaton Arms, we talked about his start. We talked about the half-court buzzer beater heave that swung momentum. But 2-and-1 completions in that third quarter where Clay County just kind of blew this one away. And it came as Coach Edwards kind of changed what Keaton Arms needed to do tonight. He's so strong when he goes to the hoop, and he's so great at the free throw line, too. Keaton Arms is the guy you put on the line in a bit tough situations, and Keaton Arms was perfect from there tonight. But here's another thing I saw. You think about, he can't do anything else. You know, he's the best player on this team. In my opinion, he's the best player in this league. I think he needs to be the District 7A MVP. We'll see how that shakes out here in about a week. But to me, he's the best player this year in this league. But you see him do something different every game. You know, we talked about him doing it from the outside, but also his defense. He was the key to that 1-2-2 press that Coach Edwards had going on. It was that second line he was playing back here. Got a hands on a lot of balls, made some steals. We saw him take it coast-to-coast on one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just the multiplicity of things. We use that word a lot this year, Daniel, but it's because both of these teams have players that can do it all.
They do. Pleasure to watch. Hallie Buford and Keaton Arms, tonight's TDS Top Performers. Brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. We've talked about it a lot. Busy week next week for Clay County High School basketball. The number 3 ranked ladies, they're 20-4 now. Number 2 ranked boys, 19-3. They got 3 contests Tuesday night at Gainesboro, non-district action against AA Jackson County. Then we're back here at home, Joe Sims Gym, Thursday night. Once again, AA non-district opponent in Macon County. And then we'll wrap up this regular season 1 week from tonight on the range, a place that the Clay County ladies have not won in 21 years. That's a long time.
It is.
None of these players on this team were in my life the last time it happened. All right? None of them were even the seniors. They hadn't even been born the last time it happened. Looking forward to that one.
Well, I'm glad they got some motivation for that.
Well, I tell you now, they...
Because it doesn't mean anything as far as standings go.
It don't. They are the champs, boys and girls. Of course, we know the boys game that night, probably not much. But anyway, you never can tell in District 7. But
I want to make one comment.
Yeah.
One more guaranteed home game here. The senior night against Macon County. These players deserve folks to come out. We've seen Joe Sims Gym be packed the last time we were here for Pickett County. Great crowd here tonight for this Gordonsville game. I know it's a non-conference type game, but
on the Thursday.
this team deserves, both of these teams deserve Bulldog Nation to turn out. I'd love to see Joe Sims Gym packed for that senior night festivity. And hopefully we'll have a couple more home games, Daniel, but they're not guaranteed.
You know, you got, I guess, 9. I think there's 4. Yeah, that's right, because there's 9 posters over. You got Paige Matthews, Abby Head, Bradley Burchett, and Izzy Hale. On the girls' side, of course, those 5 starters, and the boys' side, we all know them. Come out and see them. Well, I know I wondered off a time or two tonight as these games stretched out and became snoozers, but hopefully it wasn't all that bad. This is our first game in about 10 days, so it's good to get back freshened up. 3 games next week. We'll get back in our groove, won't we, Thomas?
We will, and then at least 3 or more than the following week. So it'd be a good tune-up for us.
Yeah, sounds good. Folks, for Matt Adams behind the camera, for Coach Sims, Coach Watson, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.